You're listening to the Jersey Jerk Show on the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
You guys hate all my tattoos, don't you?
They're all stupid.
They're not. You guys are horrible.
I don't know your tattoos.
Yeah, fucking Missy.
That's true.
Who's right. Got a cock and tits.
Right.
Yeah. And I'm not just a girl.
You're a guy, too.
Guadalajara. Isn't that in New York?
You know, one would think that there are sections of Guadalajara in New York, but no, it's not in New York.
Isn't that the name of their airport?
What? He actually got me thinking now, next time I have sex, and I gotta get ready to clutch my fucking chest and grab
a
fucking,
monitor.
You know, oxygen mask and shit. I should just wear a sleep apnea mask when I'm fucking.
You have my permission to come. I was wondering when I would be first. Your tits on your face. Let the sex begin.
Creepy Clinton.
Yeah, yeah.
Marco's new character.
Creepy
Let me
Clinton.
See them titties.
Oh my god!
Yes, Marco! Yes! Yeah. Yes! Yes!
Jersey Jerks.
The fucking Jersey Jerks.
I would love the Jersey Jerks.
So prepare to have your brains raped.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to the Jersey Jerk Show on the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com. Please Skype in. Our Skype name is Jersey Jerks. You can also email us at jerseyjerks@riotcast.com. Don't forget to find us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and don't forget to one day I'll be good. Probably when I'm dead. Don't forget to download the Riotcast app if you have an iPhone or an iPad. And then the TuneIn app if you have a Droid. One day. I'm just going to get more nonsensical as I grow older.
Nonsensical.
Well, at least you sound excited when you come in.
Yeah.
Hi, welcome to the Jerk Show.
I thought I was going to cough, and I was like, shit. I'm like, I'm going to cough.
It took long enough for that to happen, didn't it?
Hi, welcome. You know what? Don't worry about the number in it.
You want to pass Skype?
Skype in or Skype names, Jersey
Jerks. You can
Jerks.
Skype in or, you know, if you want.
Oh, my God.
You want to pass the baton good. For a while again?
It's like, take it easy, Eeyore. Don't break yourself.
Why? You guys are retarded.
No, we're not the ones going, dah.
I felt like I was going to cough at the worst possible moment. I should have just coughed.
You should have.
I know. Hindsight's 20/20, man.
That's like the best stroke out I've ever heard. Oh man, that's awesome.
Yes, sir. You sounded. I looked at Chris. You just sounded like.
Well, she wasn't a.
I was going to cough.
I will say this though, Miss.
Jesus Christ!
You weren't as depressing as the Super Bowl commercials.
Definitely not. Holy crap!
Negligence just killed your kid. I just don't get it. Like, where? Why the terrible turn for Nationwide? You just went from, you know, those awful Peyton Manning commercials,
which were awesome.
Chicken parm, you taste so good.
Yeah, I thought they were gonna have some like epic.
I'll never learn how to ride a bike.
I'll never get married.
I was like, what is this kid on fucking Neverland Ranch? Like, yeah. What's going on over here? Jackson should have been in that commercial.
The Nationwide commercial is more believable than Peyton Manning being back in the Super Bowl.
That's true. Well, the only way he's in the Super Bowl is if he's in a commercial.
Depressing.
It was.
Oh, my God. Individuals, too.
I'll never learn how to fly. Well, you weren't going to fly anyway, even if you were alive. So why'd you even say that?
Yeah, right? I know. I was thinking that, too. I'm like, I'm never going to fly either, dude.
I mean, it's just, I don't know. I think that kid was aiming way too high. He's probably better off. Would have been disappointed.
Yeah,
anyway.
Knock him off that pedestal.
Yeah, right.
Get out of here.
He would learn the hard way.
I'll never kiss a girl. I'm like, well, he's probably gay. Like, I didn't know where that commercial was going. I was like, why wouldn't he kiss a girl? Just kissed him on the cheek in the bus. I'll never kiss a girl. I'm like, you just got face raped. What do you mean? You just got a kiss from a girl.
I didn't see it during the Super Bowl. I had to go back on BuzzFeed later and like watch all the highlights of all the commercials. And so
highlights? Was it like ESPN?
It was the 15 most talked about commercials of the Super Bowl.
That was number one, wasn't it?
It was 15.
Really?
Yeah.
That seems to get the most buzz out of all the commercials.
Really?
Yeah.
Just the visual, the broken, like the TV that fell over, the bathtub that was overflowing.
I'm like, first of all, why is your kid climbing up on that fucking TV? Like, you know? I don't know.
And where are you that you're just letting the tub fill up? Like, what's wrong with you?
Well, the parents probably left.
They should have showed parents in jail.
They probably went to the store, I guess. I mean, you know.
Like, I don't know. Marco, you have a kid, so you'll be able to say, I'm pretty sure that I don't have a very good memory, but I wouldn't just leave a bathtub running with a child in it.
No, you can't.
You know what I mean?
Unless you were trying to get rid of him.
Yeah, like, that's what I mean.
Marco. Yeah. Marco.
Like, Marco Polo.
Marco.
And the TV thing. Like, really? Like, just put the kid in one of those wheeled jails. Like, jail.
Well, you can't do that when he's two. Like, you know.
Well, can a two-year-old knock the TV down?
What's a wheeled jail?
I don't know.
The thing that they sit in and has wheels and they go like nuts and has like a tray on it.
A jumper. It's when they can even
close.
Walk. Yeah.
But it has wheels so they can like go like a Roomba.
Like Roomba.
That thing that
like in Breaking Bad, Jesse's vacuum cleaner.
The vacuum cleaner that goes on its own.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It hits like a wall and it goes.
But like a 2-year old isn't crafty enough to knock the television Roomba over. Am I wrong?
Well, if I mean,
yeah, they could
go up on like fucking shake it.
Not to mention they could
in the jail though.
They could
in
pull the
jail.
But they could pull
a 2-year old's not going to be in one of those.
Well, you would have saw the baby jail Roomba thing under the TV if that's what happened.
Okay, so the 2-year old.
It's like the Wizard of Oz, all you see is little feet.
Do 2-year olds walk?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know.
Yeah,
I have no idea.
Yeah, he runs around.
They don't walk very well.
They have strength.
They walk with.
They don't walk like we do.
No.
They still have issues.
They like go like this and shit, right? Like wobble.
Yeah, they shake their arms. They try to fly.
Yeah, they do the Egyptian.
For balance, right?
They're voguing.
No, not at this point, no. At least not mine. He's pretty strong.
Has your child had any near-death experiences?
Wow. His father almost sat on him once.
Jesus Christ, that's kind of cold-blooded.
No, because he's saying kids can get into things. Well, that's why I'm asking.
I'm assuming when he was sick.
When he was born, yeah.
No.
It was like 50-50.
Negligence type things. Negligence? Like the commercial.
Yeah, every time he's alone with me.
Roll
the dice. We can go out to shop.
Daddy day camp.
You want me to finish him off?
As he puts the pillow over his head. Go to sleep. Oh, God. I know. That's probably how I would be. Like, sleep.
Nah. He fell down the stairs a couple times. You know, you let him walk. He's got to learn himself.
Right.
Like a flight of stairs?
No. Like a couple steps. Okay.
I'll never learn how to take a fall.
No. Nothing like that.
Like,
the worst parent that
brings kids. Like your stairwell going up your...
Jesus Christ,
down.
These steps fucking hurt.
But it's carpet, so...
That hides the bruises.
Yeah. You let him go down a couple steps by himself.
Fuckers got to get it.
Okay. All right. Better question then. Does he try and get into everything? Then? So, like, the everything. TV instance could happen.
Sure it could.
Okay.
Mine's set up that way, too, where it can tip over.
Maybe you should put it on the wall.
It's time for a new TV anyway. It's an older flat screen that's heavy. It won't go up on the wall.
It's made of glass.
Yeah, it's one of those. Yeah.
So you never leave him chilling in the tub by himself?
No.
Fucking right.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's just insane.
Yeah,
I guess it happens, but...
Any decent parent wouldn't do that.
You can't, man.
No. Wouldn't that be murder?
Well, that's. I mean,
wouldn't the kid go to or the parent go to jail?
The kid goes to jail. He goes into a bouncy wheelie jail.
They'll investigate. But normally, the parents don't go in jail. But I mean, if the parents leave to go to the store, you're probably going to end up in jail. If you're
I fucking tied a string to the fucking knob. All you do is pull to shut the water.
Like the dog was there watching. Yeah.
He took swim classes. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah. So nationwide,
mommy,
big old zero in the 1 to 10.
That was better than the Mindy Cohn commercial.
What are you kidding? It's
later.
A 10. It's a commercial everybody's talking about.
They did their job. They got it. That's probably the most fucking researched and Googled thing all week.
Yeah, I didn't like that one that much, though.
Me neither. I thought it was fucking depressing, most of the commercials.
A lot of the commercials were depressing.
They were.
That 911 tape one, that I've already heard that a million times.
Yeah.
So the fact that they just put,
I was compelled. I was like, oh, is she going to get the pizza?
And be like, this dumb bitch doesn't know she's calling 911.
I'd like to order pizza with pepperoni. Ma'am, this is 911. Yes, cash. Do you have a problem? Yes. Can you speak? No.
Can you stay on the phone? Nope.
Nope. Click. Nope. Is there someone there? Yes. There's a knife in my face.
Thank you, sweetheart.
I mean, I don't know.
That was another like hard-hitting, like, reality depressing commercial.
Yeah.
What they should have gotten her ass.
Although it would have been funny.
Yeah, I mean, it's about domestic abuse.
Yeah, but it would have been funny to hear, like, you know, struggling in the background. Ma'am, are you okay? Is everything all right?
Ma'am, are you sure you don't need me to connect you to Domino's?
Do you still want that pizza? You said pepperoni, correct?
Fucking God.
This is Ray Rice's house. This is the voicemail.
Okay, so now that you guys just played that horrible woman getting her ass beat, it made me think and reflect on the conversation. And maybe the reason why they played these depressing commercials is because the NFL...
Yeah, that's exactly
what
it did.
Bad thing on it. That's the first time it's like hitting me, though.
Which is stupid.
I didn't. Well, why?
God, this bitch is really dumb.
You're dumb.
Don't you think that's stupid, though?
No.
You think that's smart?
This is their nonchalant way of appeasing all the angry people. Because remember, women watch Super Bowls for the commercials.
Right.
Women are the most fucking, like, affected by all the scandals that have been going on. Because if you think about it, it's, you know, a woman gets her ass knocked out in an elevator.
Right.
You know, I mean, a lot of women were pissed off. There were men that were pissed off too, but for the most part, most men, like, kind of like, I understand, you know, like, what happened.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
But at the same time, it's wrong. What he did was wrong. Then you got the whole, you know, Adrian Peterson, like, beating the shit out of his kids in his whooping room and all that stuff. And it's like, mostly women were affected by that, you know, because kids don't really watch NFL coverage and know what's going on. But, you know, men were just like, yeah, can we just get to the game? You know, like, it's not my kid. I'm not worried about it. You know, most men think, like, if it's not my yard, I don't give a fuck.
Okay.
You know? And then you got all the other shit that happened, like whatever other scandals happened during the season, you know, with Goodell being like the worst fucking owner or the worst
commissioner
of any sport of all time. You know, like, it's just like the guy won't fucking answer one question. And I mean, he's worse than Beast Mode. You know what I mean? Like, at least, you know, like, honestly, like, Marshawn Lynch's answers are way better than Goodell's answers, you know? So I think it's just more to, like, you know, how, make the female viewers.
Yeah, appease all the hypocrites out there that, you know,
they have
a huge problem with, you know, an NFL player beating his wife, but, you know, their next door neighbor does it and they still go out to dinner with them every Friday.
Right.
You know?
Right.
Fucking 90% of the world are hypocrites to begin with. It's such bullshit.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know.
Very well said, Chris. You're right.
Thank you.
But it's definitely, it has a lot to do with it. People are up in arms.
Josh Gordon doing drugs. Yeah, meanwhile, they'll take their kid to see Iron Man, who had the biggest fucking drug addict in the history of Hollywood.
Yes.
It's just crazy. People are such hypocrites.
Robert Downey Jr.
Of all time?
Remember he woke up in some kid's bed?
He was pretty bad.
Is that Michael Jackson? What's your name?
Iron Man.
Why is there a girl here? No girls. Yeah, if none of the scandals happened this year, you wouldn't have had that nationwide commercial.
No.
You wouldn't have had that 911 commercial. You wouldn't have had any of those depressing commercials.
Like those like pro dad commercials and shit like that.
Yeah, so. That's yeah. Basically it's like, you know, don't pay attention to Adrian Peterson.
Cause like, look
pay
at
attention
all these...
to the real dads that, yeah, you know, send their daughters to war. Yeah. You know? Sorry, they, sir, your daughter's dead.
Would they have cooking classes over there? Where the fuck's she going?
It's a lot of sand. It's a lot of sand that needs to be swept.
Jesus Christ.
The latrines need to be cleaned.
Oh, man. What hell? Sorry, sir. Your daughter's dead. Here's your flag.
The Budweiser commercial was awesome.
The dog one?
Yes.
That was... I really did like the horse one from a couple years ago. I thought that was cool. But I'm like, God, this guy's a shitty pet owner.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, at this point, it's just like, you know what, dude? That dog should have been like, no, fuck him. You know, not checking. You know what I mean? Like,
maybe this time he will since he fought such adversity.
Well, then next year's Budweiser commercial, all his fucking pets are going to be locked up in a cage with wheels.
With Michael Vick.
Yeah, they should have Michael Vick. This is how you keep your fucking dog. You tie him to a tree and you hang him. Yeah, it's I don't know. I wasn't really impressed with the Budweiser commercial.
I liked it.
The Snickers commercial was my favorite.
Yeah, that one was good.
I thought that was cool. I always liked the Snickers commercials, except for the one with Johnny Manziel.
Why?
Because he's irrelevant.
So you know, it's like, who cares?
It's like every commercial they ever had, they had like actual people that were relevant.
Well, I mean, he's not irrelevant. He's just a terrible football player. He's very relevant.
He's Johnny Football.
He's.
I mean, he's the new Tim Tebow. All talk and he can't play, but he's
Tim
very
Tebow's
relevant.
Better than Manziel. I mean, if you want to talk like, you know, wins and stats and shit like that, I mean, he was better than him.
Doesn't matter. They're both garbage.
I'm not saying Tebow's like fucking John Elway. What I'm saying is that, you know, Tebow was actually a better quarterback, turns out. Manziel's terrible.
Well, he's only played two games. He might be better than Tebow, but
I don't.
That's not a high bar to shoot for.
And he plays for the Browns, too.
Well,
I mean, that's fucking garbage.
I liked how Steve Buscemi was Jan.
Yeah.
That was awesome. Yeah.
You could
like
see his
dying.
Teeth from those stairs.
Oh, yeah.
Marcia, Marcia, Marcia.
They're like, oh, Jan.
He's got that award-winning smile.
You figured all that money you get him.
I guess you know what? Stuff. That's his thing, yeah. Man. That's,
why?
Yeah.
Why change it? Why be like everybody else?
How hard do you think they had it, had him look to find that dude to play young Steve Buscemi in Boardwalk Empire?
Oh, God.
With those teeth?
They probably had to actually
do
probably
surgery been looking
on
for that.
Somebody.
They've been looking for that since the first season.
Yeah. They probably actually had to do surgery on that guy. He probably looked like Ryan Gosling before before that role.
Does Buscemi have a son?
I don't know.
Maybe.
I don't know.
Probably.
You know what's funny? If you look at pictures of Buscemi when he was young, he doesn't look like that at all. He looks normal.
What do you mean?
Like... There was a documentary on HBO earlier this year that Steve Buscemi had made about he used to be a firefighter before he was an actor. He was a New York City firefighter.
Oh, that's
and he
cool.
did a documentary that he actually has footage from when he was a firefighter. And he goes and he visits his friends at all the firehouses and stuff.
Yeah, I'm looking at pictures at him.
And they showed like pictures of him when he first got into the academy and stuff. And he looks normal. Like he doesn't look like the guy he looks like now. Now he looks like a train wreck.
The first picture of...
Yeah.
He looks the same.
See, I thought he looked different. I thought he looked more normal. He didn't look all fucked up. You know, I thought maybe that was the fire that did it to him. Like, gnarled his teeth.
Yeah, he wasn't a bad-looking dude.
Well, I wouldn't go that far.
No, he's not.
Jesus Christ, it's not like I want to suck up his dick. But, yeah, the commercials were a big letdown this year. Mm-hmm. I mean, I actually sat and watched the whole thing from start to finish, and I was like, wow, this is really...
I like the one with Bryan Cranston in it.
That was awesome.
Yeah.
that was, what's my name?
Sorta Greg or Greg. Whatever.
Yeah, that was funny. Yeah, I watched that like 10 times so far.
Yeah, that was awesome.
We're both in pharmaceuticals. I love it. He walks in with the fucking hazmat suit on. It's great. It's like, you imagine being in a pharmacy and this dude just walks up like that.
I'd die. That'd be so awesome.
Yeah, that was great. But the Thanks Dad commercials were like, eh, you know.
Yeah, that Viagra commercial or whatever.
The Fiat.
Fiat. That was good. That was awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, that was the. What did you think of the Bryant Gumbel and Meredith Vieira?
I thought that was great.
It's kind of funny.
Did you see how weird it was when they were doing the retro, like, the internet?
Yeah.
You know?
Yep. And they're like, can you explain this internet?
Yeah, it was.
All they were trying to do
20 years ago, they were old fucks that didn't understand technology. Right. Now they're old fucks that don't understand technology.
Right, right.
I like how they didn't know what the at symbol was, though. They're like, is it a vowel?
It's an A around, roundabout.
And remember, they wouldn't even say the dot. They were just like,
yeah, they were
about,
like,
com. And I'm like, they didn't say dot. It's like, holy shit. Yeah, I thought that was a cute commercial.
Yeah, I'm sure 20 years from now, there'll be another commercial just like that. I'll be like, wow. Remember when we didn't know what a hybrid car was? Yeah. The halftime show was nice. I thought my girl really did a great job.
That's good.
Then again, she could have shit on stage. I still would have loved it. That girl could do no wrong for me. Like, I was having conversations with some guys from work, and they were like, don't you think she's, like, crazy? She's got those crazy eyes. And I was like, who cares? What girl isn't crazy?
Yeah, I mean,
they're all fucking nuts to some extent.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, yeah, but she was married to whatever his
Russell
name.
Brand.
Russell Brand. I'm like, I know, I get it, but whatever. Like, what do I care?
Who gives a shit?
She's still good to look at, you know?
If that's all that you're looking for,
it's not like it's not like she's going to be the mother of your kids.
It's not like
I got no shot.
It's not like you're in love with her personality. You seem to just like the way she looks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. I mean, that's how else can I base it on? I don't listen to her music.
Yeah.
You know?
If you thought she was like a good person, I guess.
It's not like I fucking sit there and sing Roar when I'm in the shower.
Yeah, you do.
You know what's funny? Every one of her songs sound so much alike.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't know. I was like, is this the same song? I couldn't tell. The only way I could tell is when she switched outfits. I'm like, oh, it must be a new song. Because I was like, the music sounds the same. And it's like, all right, Lenny Kravitz was there to break it up a little bit. And I was like, and I'm like, why is he there for Kiss the Girl?
Yeah.
You think Missy Elliott, being that she's probably a dyke, would be there for that one, you know? You know, you got Lenny Kravitz in there? Like, Lenny Kravitz.
She came out with her Bam Bam Bigelow outfit.
Oh, that outfit was so ugly.
It was horrible.
I was really upset about that. I'm like,
well, I knew she was taking it off.
Take that shit off.
Like, where's the cameraman when she's fucking getting changed? I don't want to see Lenny Kravitz or Missy Elliott. Show her tits.
Yeah.
We had to see fucking Janet Jackson's old ass titty hanging out.
I know, right?
Can't see Katy Perry.
Yeah.
She kept it very PG.
Yeah, very PG.
Well, I kind of knew
she
should have
made it PIG. Take them titties out.
I like
whip them out.
I like Left Shark. I think he stole the show.
You think Left Shark stole the show?
Left Shark. Is that a new rapper you like? Yeah, Left Shark is the bomb. Fuck G Easy.
But yeah, I think he stole the show.
Left Shark is on fleek.
He was on fleek.
His dance moves were fleek.
His dance moves were super fleek.
Hey, it's super freak. Super fleek.
Super fleek. I loved him. I actually watched an interview with him, and he said that at one point.
With Left Shark?
Yeah.
Yeah, isn't he Australian?
Was he in the costume?
No.
I was going to say, this is blowing my mind right now.
He's like insanely hot. So they're interviewing the fuck out of him.
He's Australian.
Yeah, I'm sure he is. Those fucking costumes are like wool.
And he said that he kept running into palm trees. You know those dancing palm trees?
Yeah.
He said he kept running into them.
It was like watching a kid's play, wasn't it? Just like, I bet you that Nationwide kid isn't in one of those costumes.
I'll never be Left Shark.
Or middle or right shark, even.
It was awesome, though. I loved it. I thought Katy Perry did a good job, and I don't like Katy Perry.
A lot of people
you don't think she's pretty?
I think she's pretty. I don't like her music at all. She annoys me.
Well, forget
as
the
a
music
person.
Thing. Like, do you think she's pretty?
Yeah.
Yeah. Would you do her?
No.
No? Really?
I like a dirty element that I don't think that she has.
Yeah. I gotcha.
She's too wholesome.
Yeah, I gotcha. Yeah. I gotcha.
It's like even.
See, I think that's a fucking cover up. She's probably a nasty
whore. She's gotta be nasty fucking with John Mayer and
Dude, I think they're back together too.
Whatever.
I know. But I think
two
that's
shitty
why.
Musicians.
No, but I'm pretty sure that's why Russell Brand left her.
Wasn't she? I read something online that she was dating some dude who used to date Taylor Swift that's like slamming her on Twitter.
Some DJ from Philly.
That's it.
Diplo.
He's from Diplo. Philly?
He's originally from Philly.
It's the closest I'll ever get to being her, being in her. Boy, being born in the same city with this asshole. But yeah, he was like saying something really fucked up, like, you know, you got no ass and this and that and, you know, whatever. And I'll be honest, I don't find Taylor Swift that attractive. Like, I don't think she's ugly.
She's by, not
by
ugly.
Any means. Yeah. I don't she's think she's gorgeous. Ugly. And I don't think she's average. Okay.
She's
I just,
beautiful.
I'm not attracted to her.
That's fine. She
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But I'm not going to sit there and be like, oh, she's disgusting. Or
no.
She's not disgusting. She's just not. She's just a stick.
She has a
with
stick.
A pretty face.
Yeah.
And it's like, eh, that's not enough.
That's fine.
You know?
That's good. That's why you like Katy Perry. She's got like tits and shit.
She's got everything. She's got great legs, hips, ass, thighs, tits, face, fucking.
That's so disgusting. Jesus.
Give Bob a minute here. Hold on.
Hold on a second. Give me some time.
There it is.
And she's too pale. I don't like her paleness.
Who?
Katy Perry.
Katy Perry?
Yeah, I don't like the paleness.
Taylor Swift's paler than her.
I wouldn't have sex with Taylor Swift either. Yeah. Again, like I said, there needs to be a dirty element that neither one of them possess.
Yeah, I'm sure Taylor Swift definitely doesn't.
No, she's had sex with like one person.
Would you have sex with Kim Kardashian? By the way, her commercial was awful.
Yeah, I didn't like it. I already watched it beforehand. Probably, she's hot.
It's supposed to be funny because she was poking fun of herself, but she's so horrible.
But it's
horrible.
Like she's my girlfriend, oversaturation. Like she needs to be gone.
My girlfriend went crazy during that commercial.
Why?
She
like her?
No. The complete opposite. Like, my girl doesn't say a bad thing about anybody. She thinks everybody's cute or pretty or whatever. And I'm just like, you're such a liar. and as soon as she shows up, she's like, she is so fucking fake. Like, she lost all her cool. She's like, that girl is so fake and this and that. And it's funny because I start to flashback to all the conversations we had. Like, you know, like, she doesn't believe me when I say that pretty much every woman in Hollywood or even music has had some sort of work done.
Yeah.
For the most part.
Absolutely.
You know, and it's like she never believed me that I said Cameron Diaz had work. I'm like, how
oh
could
my
you
God.
Not?
Yeah.
You know, or even Jennifer Aniston. I'm like, how could you not?
Yeah.
She
again,
looks
yeah.
nothing like the way she used to. And then all of a sudden, Kim Kardashian is like all fake, which I'm not denying, but I'm like,
absolutely
that's the
not.
One you jump out at? Like,
yeah.
I mean,
that's obvious.
It's
that's
super like, that's obvious.
Yeah. Well, yeah. She's like, you know, her face is all different. And yeah, I'm like, shit. And I'm like, well, I can tell you what, because I saw the porno with her, and that ass is not the same ass from the porno.
No.
That is fake. That is fake.
I think that she's also bigger than she was from the porno. Like, she's a bigger girl now.
Yeah, but her ass is fake. Those are implants.
They gotta be. Something.
They are
Nobody
implants.
Has an ass that big. It's weird.
That's like the new thing now that I wasn't catching on to, but her, Nicki Minaj, they're definitely, now I can see they're fake.
They're absolutely fake.
Because, first of all, there is no God. And only God can make an ass like that, and there is no God. And
yeah,
you know, it's just, it's so fucking fake. But
yeah, but I mean, if they own it, then who cares? Like, Nicki Minaj says it, that she's phony. Yeah. She calls herself a black Barbie doll. Kim Kardashian is never going
to
admit it.
I wish she would melt like one, too, next to a flame. Fucking bitch.
Yeah. Horrible. She's horrible.
I think her little sister is hotter than her.
Talentless. Who?
Kylie.
Oh, you're talking about Kardashian?
Yeah.
Minogue.
Kylie Kardashian.
She's hot.
And Kendall. They're both way hotter.
See,
than
I don't think I know who the sisters look like.
They're hot. They're
so annoying that they made their dad go transgender now.
Turn into a woman.
That's really depressing
Bruce
because
Jenner is
that dude was like a fucking...
He's like an Olympic hero.
Dude, he was on the Wheaties box when I was a kid. I'm like, his little nut huggers, you know, jumping over the fucking hurdles on a Wheaties box.
Yes.
And now he's like... He's
you
turned
want me to lick your balls, Daddy.
Oh my God.
He's turned into a chick. I don't even know if I can look at him. I haven't seen anything of him now.
It's jarring, kind of, actually.
I can only imagine. I mean,
I don't know why would you do that to yourself?
Bruce Jenner.
Jenner, of all people.
Right. He was like Mr. Wholesome.
Dude.
But he was wholesome. Like, he was just, you know what I mean?
It's that fucking family that he was married
They're
to.
Like a cancer. They're kind like of. A cancer.
Maybe he's trying to get away from him and disguise himself. Make himself a woman. I don't know, man.
But even that, like, how is the wife okay with him becoming a woman?
They've been divorced.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
She's dating, like, a black dude now.
Seems to run in the family.
Yeah, they all like black guys.
Yeah, and then I heard something that Kim Kardashian, like, had to give her approval of him to become a man. I'm like, who the fuck is she?
Yeah.
You know? Like, who cares what she thinks? It's his decision. Not that I support his decision. Not that I support his decision, but, you know.
They're like the most
I'll tell you what, if they ever do a fucking documentary like they did with the, you know, the 80 Olympic hockey team, and they do it with, like, you know, the Bruce Jenner document, they can't do one now. Because if they want to interview him now, he's going to look like a fucking asshole.
He's going to look like a lady.
So, Bruce, what it's Jenna now. Jenna Jenner. You know, it's like, what the fuck? Hold on, let me tuck in my balls.
They are doing something. They're following him around.
That's ridiculous, man. It's fucking crazy. Terrible.
Yeah, the camera's going to be with him every step of the way.
You think Kanye was supportive?
Hell no.
No?
The asshole
that he
is? I
think so. Yeah.
He probably was like, yo, if you're going to do this, just make sure you get the tickiest bitties you can find. The tickiest bitties you can find.
I don't know, man. That's
Kanye's next.
He strikes me as fucking fruity sometimes.
I think he's a fruit.
Yeah, I think maybe that's why Bruce Jenner did it. They're going to run off together.
Oh, that would be awesome. Then I support it 100%. I would support it. Broke
that
Black
would be
Mountain.
Awesome. Oh
my God. Now suck my cock.
Bruce Jenner, a woman.
Yeah, that's pretty disturbing.
Shocking.
It's disturbing.
Shocking. I can't get over it. And what a horrible family. This is so no talent.
Speaking of horrible families.
Yeah.
So when is everyone in this country and actually the world going to come together and finally say, okay, Bobby Brown needs to go to prison for murdering his wife and daughter?
I know.
He had nothing
God.
To do with it.
What?
It's so ironic.
What
though?
Do you mean he had nothing to do with it?
He had nothing to do with
Indirectly,
it.
Indirectly, he had everything to
Why,
do with it.
Why? Because he's a fuck up?
Yes. He killed his wife by getting her into drugs. The daughter got into drugs. I wonder how that happened. When mom and dad are on drugs, chances are the kid's going to be on drugs.
She files what she sees.
Exactly. And who started it all?
Bobby Brown.
That's right. His prerogative turned into two fucking obituaries.
How come he didn't die, though? Like, that's crazy. Like, why
it's like OJ,
the one
dude. He just, like, gets away from it. Because
he's Bobby Brown.
What a... Like,
the king of R&B.
I never would have thought that On Our Own would have been true after all these years. Now, she should have been in the Nationwide commercial when they showed the tub filling up. You see her bloated corpse floating face down in it.
Was it drug related?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
It was?
Yeah. I mean, they still have to do, like...
She's not dead yet.
Wow.
They have to take her off life.
Yeah, take her off life.
She's like, you know...
She's a veggie.
Yeah.
Well, she's
yes, she is.
She's what, an eggplant?
Cauliflower.
Yeah.
They said that.
By the way, she's an ugly girl. Yeah, she's got Bobby's teeth.
I like that gap. Yeah,
she got Do you gap. Really?
Yeah, I think it gives her personality.
It gives her personality, all right. She's bad blowjobs. She has Bobby's face. What a horrible curse. That's like Billy Joel's daughter.
Which one?
The one he had with Christy Brinkley.
Oh yeah, she looks.
She looks
like him.
Just like Billy Joel.
Not anymore. You ever see?
No,
no.
But when I saw her like growing up, she was
like, just like him.
Yeah, it was pretty fucked up.
She looks like she got a ton of work done, but I don't know.
Yeah, she's pretty now.
Yeah,
but
whatever.
Yeah, she's
still
now.
Fucking Bobby Brown's daughter is Bobby.
I mean,
Bobby Jr.
I don't think that she's attractive, but
yeah,
yeah, dude.
They said she saw the Lifetime movie and it fucked her up. in their head because they just had a Whitney Houston Lifetime movie.
Is that what it was? Because they were saying that she still hasn't recovered from her mom's death. And,
yeah,
and 2 weeks from now is the third anniversary.
Yeah, and then the show came out a few weeks ago.
Yeah, and
it just pinned her as a drug addict.
The daughter and Angela Bassett had words about it. Yeah, like some serious shit went down.
Did she have the three titties on? Angela Bassett? American Horror Story reference. Yeah, I
see that part. Yeah,
I didn't. Yeah, she got three titties in this season. Yeah,
three titties.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I think it's fucked up, and Bobby still fucking skates free. Like, I'm sure he's upset. I'm not sitting here saying,
I would think
like,
so.
He's all like, yes, you
now
know,
everyone's
more
dead.
Crack for me. Yeah, right, exactly. But at the same time, it just, I don't know. I think it's kind of fucking, it's fucked up that he's still up and running, basically.
Well, he was,
it is insane.
He was, they showed him, he was in a, they were, New Edition was torn. And he was like three steps behind of all of them. And
he was left shark.
Yeah, he was left shark. And he left the stage and he hasn't been with the group
every
since.
Little step behind.
Yeah. he's something he's, wrong with that dude.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah, he's a nut job.
Yeah.
He says he's clean, but.
Right. Yeah,
he knows how to handle his drugs.
He's a pro. He's an absolute pro at drugs. He's like, hey, Missy, he's you. You're a pro. Yeah.
I would probably be dead now, though, if I did drugs now.
You out-drugged him. I'll put my money on you.
I don't think. I never did crack. He's got me
huge
beat.
Heroin fan.
But, yeah, crack seems to make you, like, lose your goddamn
crack
mind.
Crack was his
so.
Major drug? Is that?
Yeah. Yeah.
Meanwhile, sniffing coke off a toilet seat is pretty sane.
I was, hey, man, it's all about how you ingest it.
I guess so. Let's
if I
would have
smoked
hep-
it,
let's
it
get some
better.
Coke and Hep C up in this nostril.
You out-drugged Luis J. Gomez. You out-drugged that drug addict.
Yeah, but he's not as bad as he thinks he is, I think.
He runs around like he's the baddest fucking Puerto Rican on the block.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean you have to do all the drugs.
Well, that's what he claims. Until he ran into you.
Yeah, I beat him.
Man. Shocking.
Smurf. I'm not shocked.
Did you say Smurf?
Yeah.
Smurf.
Smurf.
Smurf. Yeah, man, it's... It's fucked up, and I do feel bad because, you know, this girl doesn't deserve her fate, but unfortunately...
She was born into it.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, she was, like, about to marry her brother, so...
What? No, she's already married. Her husband is the one that found her.
No, they said that they were married or something.
The guy that... No,
and he's... Apparently, he used to be a drug dealer, too.
Bobby's a drug dealer?
It's a kid that
wouldn't be
took in.
Oh, okay.
When he was younger and adopted him.
I thought it was his stepbrother.
Yeah.
No, well,
Whitney's been doing it way
it
before Jolie was doing
he's
it.
He's just not blood.
But by blood, I meant.
You know, not by blood.
Okay. Yeah. No, I definitely thought it was something different. I haven't really read too much about it because it's super depressing.
Well, I mean, we're you know, we're going off the Super Bowl commercial vibe, so.
How old is she, like 20?
She's in her 20s, yeah. I don't know.
It's terrible.
Yeah, I know. It sucks. But at the same time, it's like, you know, what are you going to do, man? First Whitney, now her daughter. Well, who's next? Why doesn't the fucking, like, why doesn't Celine Dion bite it? Why is she still alive? Seriously, like, who is she?
She's, like, old as fuck anyway.
I know. So what's the hold up?
She doesn't have any kids, I don't think.
Yeah, she's got kids.
She does?
Yeah.
She's disgusting.
Why?
Just her
what
music.
Do you have Celine
just,
Dion?
She drives me crazy. Like people just think she's like fucking all that.
Oh my god! I know so many people that are.
Yeah, like
with
her. her fucking music is terrible.
I like her passion behind her music. I'm not a big fan.
I just
of her
don't
music,
like the fact
she's
that
like,
she's French.
She's like
She's like Viva la France.
I think she's Canadian.
She's French Canadian. Okay. Yeah, same thing.
But she's like
still
super passionate about it. She's cool.
You don't like her music? I don't like her music. I don't like her.
I like that My
I like
Heart
her
Will
face.
Go On song.
Oh,
I like
don't ever want to hear that song again.
What song?
My Heart Will Go On.
The fucking Titanic song.
Oh, yeah.
Don't let her go.
I also like The Power of Love. That's a good song.
Don't let go, Jack.
Oh, let that bitch
she like
drown.
Ruled in the 90s. She was great.
Power of Love. That was Huey Lewis in the News.
Power of Love. Dun,
dun. I like that song.
No, Power of Love by Celine Dion.
No, yeah, it's Huey
it's
Lewis
a,
in the
it's
News.
A it's a
just
balance.
The power of love.
Oh my god!
I don't remember Celine Dion's version.
It's sad and shit. Like that's her spiel.
That's what power ballad.
Fucking it was,
but again, like, why not the crazy bitches get it? Like, why is it got to be?
Whitney Houston was one of the craziest bitches.
That's because Bobby Brown turned her that way. She was America's sweetheart.
Yes, she was.
Yeah,
so Bobby Brown's like the Grim Reaper.
He really
just put him
is.
In position next to people we want dead.
Yeah,
it's like Bobby Kelly. Put him in a show that you can't right. Bobby Brown. Bobby Kelly.
We should hook up Bobby Brown with like.
Cher.
No, Kim Kardashian.
Oh, please.
What the fuck Cher do to you?
I don't like her.
What's the matter, babe?
You don't like Cher. You don't like Celine Dion.
I can't stand Cher.
I don't.
Who
I
don't you like?
Everybody else.
You don't. You mean to tell me there's nobody you dislike in
musician?
Yeah, like.
I don't really like Katy Perry.
Oh, there you go. There you go.
But I don't hate her.
What does she do to you?
I don't hate her, but I mean, there's got
to
be somebody.
You
I
mean
hate.
To tell me there's like no music out there that when you hear it, your skin crawls and you're just like, oh my
yeah.
God, if I hear this one more fucking time.
I told you and you guys like gave me shit for it. I
Which
said
one?
Nelly, Hot in Here. I said that makes me
well,
want to kill myself.
Okay, but I mean, I'm not going to take that away
Cisco.
From you.
Cisco. I hate
Cisco. I hate Cisco too.
I hate the thong song.
Thong song.
I hate it.
Thong,
Cisco.
Thong.
I hate Cisco.
A black man follows me everywhere when it's sunny.
But like women, I always like all women usually.
Really? Dyke.
Pardon. I'm a feminist. I got my girls back.
Yeah. Yeah, you can tell. I don't know, man. It's just some of the shit you hear is just like, oh my God. And if they overplay it and it's always on TV, it's like everywhere you turn. And, you know, there's this one fucking person now that if I hear her fucking song one more time, and I don't even like, I just happen to fall on it. Like, I'll be turning the channel and, I don't know what her name is, but she's a weirdo though. She wears like a, she wears like a bridal, garter over her fucking eyes. You know what I'm talking about?
No.
Oh,
she's like blonde hair.
See ya.
And there's like a little girl that dances in all
yeah.
her videos.
Oh, yeah,
the chick that won't look at the camera.
Yeah, Sia's awesome. Love her.
Yeah, but I mean, how many times are you gonna play that fucking song?
She's humongous right now. Like, her songs are so nonstop. They make like 13 different remixes too.
Awesome.
I hear different versions of that song all the time.
And I want to punch that girl in the face.
The dancer?
Yeah.
She's amazing.
Okay, but like, stop dressing like a fucking weirdo.
That's...
Is that the one with Shia LaBeouf in it, in the video?
That's
the
last
part. I don't know.
Oh.
Yeah.
I don't know.
There's
right.
a Shia
Wow,
LaBeouf.
He's really...
He's
his
dancing,
career went down the tubes,
he's
huh?
dancing, dude, he's got like a 13-year-old like grinding him. That's weird.
It is not grinding. It's
Whatever.
Art.
It's,
just,
art. It's art. I'm sorry.
No, it was Sia's artistic
Yeah, you classify it as art. The police classify it as rape.
It's not rape.
Punisher!
It's not. It's good.
It's like dance. It's like
it's
some
dance.
Sort of...
I want to dance, you fucker.
The girl is a good dancer. The little girl on a...
Yes, she is a good dancer.
Yeah.
But
you can't stand here and
I just everywhere you go, like I walk into a department store, that song's playing.
Yeah.
And I'm like, there's not even a chandelier in here. Like, why are you playing this fucking song? Like, stop it. Like, it just drives me insane.
I hear Taylor Swift everywhere.
That's the other one I
yeah.
fucking
well,
hate.
Well, I mean,
everywhere.
That's the other one. Her music is fucking god awful.
But I'm stoked for it because I love this album, man. I love it.
That's good for you.
It's so good.
I'd
and
like
I
to
am
see
not
it.
A Taylor Swift fan, but I
I'd
love it.
I'd love to see that album right next to that drowning kid. In Just bury it right next to Bobby's daughter because
oh,
I don't want to hear it. Pull the plug on that record player.
What did you think of that chick that sang the national anthem?
I missed that part. Is that the frozen chick? Is that the frozen chick?
Yeah.
I don't know. But you know, from what I understand, she's kind of like a Celine Dion type.
She is.
See, I automatically don't like her. Fuck her too.
Does she sing the Let It Go song?
No, she sang the
national
anthem.
Yeah, that's the new national anthem of the United States.
In Frozen.
Oh, let it go.
In Frozen, did she sing the Let It Go song?
Yeah, she sang the Let It Go song.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know.
Is there poop on your microphone?
I can hear all one of my ear things now.
You can't hear?
Mm-mm. It's okay.
All right.
Let it go.
I love that. Yeah.
That is another song I don't want to hear anymore. It's like, yeah it's let it go. Let it go.
Bye-bye.
Let it go.
No
bye-bye.
More. I actually didn't really like Frozen that much.
who the fuck? I haven't seen one Disney movie since I was a fucking
There's no need for you.
They're good. They're creative.
The last Disney movie I saw, I think, might have been like 101 Dalmatians.
What?
Like the 80s one? Like I've never,
you never saw Finding Nemo?
No, I've never saw Beauty and the Beast. I never saw The Lion King. I never saw.
You have to see The Lion King.
Is that a lion? Is that a dragon?
Oh my god, you should see How to Train Your Dragon. They're amazing.
Oh, you should definitely see that.
What the fuck happened? Is that a Disney movie?
Who the fuck cares?
I think so, yeah. There's How to Train Your Dragon and How to Train Your Dragon too. I love them. I'm obsessed with them. I have little toothless all over my room.
Well, that's because you're fucking Gloucester.
It's from the meth.
That's the name of the dragon in it.
Toothless?
Mm-hmm. I haven't seen that.
Toothless.
They got my tooth.
I want it back.
He's so cute.
Haven't seen that.
I don't see the relevance in watching How to Train Your Dragon 1, 2, 3,
for
or 4.
Entertainment.
Yeah.
No, what's he going to watch?
Watch cartoons. I love cartoons.
The only dragon movie seen was Enter the Dragon, and I thought that was great. I love Bruce Lee. Actually, if you want to call.
I watched a porno where the guy was dragging his nuts over a girl's head.
Let me drag my sack across your head. I saw the latest Godzilla movie. I guess he's some sort of a dragon, isn't he? I don't know what the fuck he is.
He's a lizard.
He's an untrained dragon.
Dude, did you just get ghetto on me? He doesn't have no wings. He does not have no wings, nigga. I actually liked that Godzilla movie. That was pretty good.
I haven't seen it.
It wasn't bad.
What Godzilla movie? Matthew Broderick?
No,
not that one. No, the one with fucking Heisenberg's in it.
What?
Yeah.
I never heard of it. It's just called Godzilla?
Yes.
No, I got nothing. I don't know.
It's good because it's very reminiscent of the old TV shows. Like the Godzilla looks more like the old TV show Godzilla, not that Jurassic Park looking thing in the Matthew Broderick version.
Yeah.
Well, at least Matthew Broderick got to play in a movie next to his wife.
Did he?
Godzilla.
She wasn't in that.
Oh my god.
She looks like Godzilla.
The joke went right over
there. Oh, sorry. Yeah. No, sorry about that. My bad. Beast in the City.
I think maybe if it was more like a horse movie, he'd get it.
She's so hard to look at.
She's really hard to look.
What a long face.
Dude, I got Monsters, Inc. and fucking Toy Story and Cars on a rotation.
Cars is awesome.
I can't fucking.
When you said Monsters, Inc., I'm thinking of one of those tattoo shows. I was like, what?
Yeah, he likes Tattoo, Inc.
Tattoo Ink.
I don't know what they call it.
I don't know either.
It's like Ink a
friend
Master.
Of yeah, Ink friend Master. Of mine's going to be on one of those actually.
That's cool.
Get a cover up.
Yeah.
He went to he drove to Manhattan a couple weeks ago for a whatever. They had to like look at his tat.
Yeah,
that's how they pick you.
Yeah.
So I think he got selected and he's going to be on it eventually.
That's cool.
Yeah. You have Monsters, Inc. What was the other one?
Toy Story 1, 2, and 3.
I've never seen Toy Story either. That's another one I get shit for. Never seen Toy Story?
I don't know.
What are you
going to really
watch it for, though? What are you going to watch it for?
For fun.
You know what I have seen? Actually, it's not Disney, but I mean, it's more. Oh, The Incredibles. I love The Incredibles.
That
was a great movie. I can't wait for the second one to come out. I watched Despicable Me 1 and 2. Because my girlfriend loves.
We're just now getting into
Minions.
That. Yeah, the
Minions are awesome.
Yeah,
we're now just getting into that.
Yeah, see, that shit's funny.
Yeah, but I mean,
Tangled is really funny. Did you see Tangled?
I didn't know.
What's that?
It's the Rapunzel story. You know,
that doesn't sound. That's
exciting.
Right
oh
up my
God,
alley.
It's so funny. Trust me, it's so funny.
I'll take
it right up my alley.
It's like kiddie funny, but it's funny.
Well, yeah.
It's like kiddie porn funny.
No,
I don't dictate what goes on anymore. He'll
plant a seed with your kid. And he'll want to watch
what?
It.
Like that's horrible. It's like.
No, not pervertedly. Jesus.
That's how he got
like Shia and LaBeouf. Plant a seed.
Oh my God, you guys are crazy.
How about John Legend that opened up with what did he open up with?
John Legend.
Yeah, he opened up with at the Super Bowl. America the Beautiful.
Oh, I didn't see the beginning.
When was that?
Was it before the national?
Okay, yeah. See, I turned it on like right at kickoff.
Was he awesome? Because he rules. Okay.
Awesome. He had the little piano and he fucking went to town.
I love him.
They gave him a standing ovation.
He's trying so to think talented. What's
I mean, I know who he is. I just don't remember what's some of the songs he, like, what's one of his most popular songs that I would know?
He has a song out right now that's extremely popular.
All of Me?
Yeah. No, no. Give me something older.
Oh, older?
We'll put him on the map.
Oh, yeah. It's another.
Some legend. You guys don't know
shit.
Yeah. I like his new album.
He's a Philly dude, too.
Yeah.
John Legend.
John Legend. I forget. What the fuck was the songs that.
I don't know.
I forget, man.
I know he was in like that little commercial with Bradley Cooper and Questlove.
Yeah, fuck.
But
I don't know.
I don't remember what music he sings.
I just know. I know All of Me.
And I always get him confused with some other fucking singer, the Amazing Guy. I think that's his name.
The Amazing Guy.
What's that song? You're Amazing, or Just the Way You Are?
Oh,
who's that guy?
Oh, Bruno Mars.
Bruno Mars.
Oh, it is.
I don't know why I get them two guys confused. They look nothing alike.
Not at all.
But when I hear one name, I think of the other one.
They're
and
both
vice
Redbone.
Versa. They're both what?
They're both like caramel complected. Caramel complexion. They're both light skinned.
I don't want my macchiato anymore.
I don't know. I don't really like Bruno Mars.
See, I think he's really talented. He was last year's Super Bowl halftime. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I thought that was excellent.
I thought he was great.
Yeah, he was great last year. That was like the first time I enjoyed a halftime show in like a decade.
Really?
Yeah.
They've been horrible.
They've been nothing but horrible.
I mean, Madonna. Madonna was horrible.
Terrible.
I don't remember Madonna.
Madonna.
What movie was that? Birdcage, right?
Yeah. I think it was Birdcage.
Flussy. Yeah. Madonna.
Jazz hands. Who else was bad? They were all bad. All the country star. I could care less about country music. So when they have a country singer, it's like, who gives a shit? You know, but last year's and this year's was actually very entertaining.
Yeah, I liked them both.
I watched them all, like, you know, from start to finish.
I feel like I always like the halftime shows.
Well, yeah, you would.
Yeah.
It's like you don't dislike any music.
Not really.
Yeah. It's like they get mimes on
it's
stage.
It's for women anyway.
I know.
I mean, if it was up to most guys, back, all right, just get the fucking game back on.
Well, not necessarily. Like, it'd be kind of cool if it had, like, you know, like, fucking strippers in the middle of the field for a halftime. I mean, you have to have a halftime, right? Every game has to have a halftime.
It doesn't have to be 45 minutes.
No, it doesn't. But, I mean, you can make it the normal 15, 20 minutes, whatever it normally is, and just have strippers out in the midfield.
I'm down with that.
Right? There you go. Boom. Done. Next year's halftime show. Strippers.
Easy enough.
I'd rather see the Puppy Bowl than half the fucking halftime shows. Then, although, hopefully the Budweiser guy isn't one of the owners because he ain't showing up. I don't know where he is.
He fell off the truck again.
Yeah. Fuck, what is he, a beaner? What is it, a Mexican dog?
A beaner.
Whoops. See? for the love of Christ. All right, let's take a break.
Okay, we're going to take a break. Be right back.
Hey, let's talk about Tweaked Audio.
Okay.
What do you want to talk about? You want to talk about their great deal?
Yes. The fuck?
You of course. You want to talk about their amazing colors?
Do you know what their amazing colors are yet, miss?
I know that there's 7.
Yes.
Good call.
That's a good start.
Ding!
Let's guess the colors.
Okay.
One at a time.
Pink.
Ding!
What's the next one?
Right.
Go to tweakedaudio.com, type in the code word jerks. 33% off. Not fucking 10%, not 15%, not even 20%. 33% off and free shipping. And you can pick from 7 different colors. Red, blue, green, yellow, pink, black, silver,
ding!
And wood grain. And there's also 7 styles. Tweaked.
Ding.
PB.
Ding.
California.
Ding.
Parkour.
Ding!
Parkour 2.
Ding!
Classic.
Ding!
Natural.
Ding.
Those are the different styles.
You're right. You're goddamn right.
And they also come in 2 different features. Mic'd. And on mic. Yes. In case you want to talk on your phone, get the mic. If you don't, just want to listen to shit, don't get it.
Ding.
Right. Works with all MP3 players.
Ding.
All Apple.
Ding.
All Android.
Ding.
And most phones.
Ding.
It's always good for that windbag over there just laughing.
One of these days, he's going to have a heart attack.
Exciting deals.
Again, go to tweakedaudio.com.
Ding.
Type in code word jerks.
Ding.
Get 33% off.
Ding.
Free shipping.
Ding.
It's worth it.
Ding.
It's amazing.
Ding.
All right, we're done.
Nope.
Back, bitches. Yeah. Hey, have you guys seen, you guys heard or seen the shit going on with Randy Quaid?
Yes.
No?
Yes.
No?
You have that?
No, what's happening?
Do. You do have it? All right. I bookmarked
Randy Quaid, and I didn't know this, but apparently he's been hiding up in Canada for a long time now because he's wanted in the States. And
for why?
I don't know. I'm not 100% sure, but he's like lost his mind completely.
Okay.
And he has really, he's gone off the reservation.
Is he like in Independence Day where he believes in aliens?
Well, I mean, you could say that, but it's not really that. He's more along the lines of he like Hollywood and how it's corrupt and you know, there's all kinds of politics going
like the
on.
Illuminati?
Not to that extent. More okay. of like just like kind of like plain and simple. Like it's just corrupt and this and that. So anyway, he did a video on YouTube. His wife, by the way, is a fucking beast. And I don't necessarily mean as how she looks, but a lot of people that were close to Randy thinks that's why he's fucked up, because like his wife got to him. Like she's like Yoko, basically. Like she just
is she in Hollywood?
No. She's just a regular crazy girl.
Okay.
And she in this video, he's got like a Bin Laden style beard.
Okay.
And he's wearing like a I don't even know what kind of hat you could call this. I guess like
it's like a burka.
It's kind of here. Hold on a second. Kind of give you a screenshot. I don't know if you could see that.
Whoa.
Okay. And his
wife. Is that a real beard?
Yes. And his wife is sitting there in the background on a couch with a bikini on it and sunglasses, like those aviator style.
Yeah.
So he basically is talking about Rupert Murdoch, which is he's a guy who like one of the.
He owns everything.
Yeah. He basically runs Hollywood, one of the guys that runs Hollywood. And he's pissed off because, you know, he basically fucked him or something like that. And so he does this video. Now, I don't know what made him want to do this video. I don't know what, you know, what was the catalyst for this, but he has definitely like lost his fucking mind. Well, and they actually interviewed Dennis Quaid about him not too long ago. And like, he's like estranged from his whole family. Yeah. Randy Quaid's like,
they're wanted for failure to pay a hotel bill, illegal occupancy, living in somebody's guest house illegally.
And it's Randy fucking Quaid.
And burglaries, you know? Taking stuff that they're not supposed to. Just stuff like that.
I mean, I know he's not like the A-list top actor, but he's made money.
Well, yeah. I mean, he should be able to live off his royalties from Christmas Vacation.
And Independence Day.
Yeah. That's probably how he's living right now off that. Because they're in Canada and they wanted refugees.
So I'm going to play this video.
Yeah. Hi, I'm Randy Quaid, and this is my wife, Evie. I help media giants News Corp and Warner Brothers Entertainment earn well over $1 billion for the films Independence Day and Christmas Vacation. What did I get in return? A Warner Brothers exec, Bruce Berman, stole my house. And News Corp's The New York Post continues to smear me to high heaven with a pack of lies. For good measure, Warner Brothers even had my wife and I falsely arrested 6 times by TMZ. No, for real. That's really how it works. Hashtag PMC. Police Media Corruption. Ba-dum! Evie and I have been put through a living hell. A living hell of biblical proportion. So how do we retaliate? What do we do? Well, I still have a few tricks, too. This is the very same shirt that I wore in ID4 when I saved the world. Another act that Rupert Murdoch still hasn't thanked me for. So, Rupert, you want to fuck me? I'm going to fuck you. Evie, put this on.
No way.
Oh, yeah. Probably his best acting yet.
Maybe you'll thank me for this.
Oh, he spit on his hand.
Oh, yeah.
The dog is right there.
I think it's his wife.
Together, Rupert. Yeah. Together, Rupert. Together, we'll wipe out police media corruption. Yeah, Rupert. Yeah. I'm back.
Holy shit.
You're out of your fucking mind.
Oh, my God.
Jesus.
That's insane.
Are you fucking crazy?
Holy
shit.
He's
a nut, huh? He's crazy.
He is insane.
Wow.
That poor dog. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, he's lost his fucking mind. It's
that didn't
obvious.
Get flagged on YouTube yet?
Yeah, a lot of them have been, you know, like edited and stuff. This is on a different website.
Okay.
I was able to find the uncut version. But yeah, it's pretty disturbing. But
fucking
I mean,
right.
Like, how do you fall from fucking glory so far like that? Like, that's just,
drugs.
I don't know, man. Like, I think he's just naturally nuts. Think you so? Know?
I don't know. I can't tell. He doesn't seem like he's on drugs.
Yeah, I don't, you would know more than me.
Just that whole act was just wrong on so many.
That was the best part.
I know. That's what everybody laughs at, that part right there. I'm like, damn, was his wife dry? Like,
yeah. That poor dog, though.
Right?
It's just you.
Well, he had
see
to stare at his ass the whole time. I mean, that dog was like, yeah. It'd be funny if the dog was like.
It's like barking with it. Ew.
Oh man, that was great. Yeah, so I don't know what his deal is.
They
but.
Claim that there's a group called the Star Whackers. That kill Hollywood.
Is this a sequel to George Lucas's movies?
Yeah. They kill Hollywood actors such as Philip Seymour Hoffman, David Carradine.
Oh, really?
They're hired to assassinate.
Had nothing to do with David Carradine jerking off and hanging himself at the same time?
Nothing.
That was a Hollywood thing? Nothing. Okay.
Yeah, that was a Hollywood. The Whackers. Yeah. Star Whackers.
And Philip Seymour Hoffman? Mr. Heroin?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Had nothing to do with it.
Is anybody famous in the Star Whackers? According to him?
Darth Vader.
Doesn't say.
Jesus Christ. That's insane.
Yeah.
Holy shit. A little crazy. That is whack job city.
Yeah.
Fuck.
I mean, he's definitely...
He has a big white beard.
I told you.
Like Santa.
I mean... He's got to be in the running for Missy's dad, right?
Oh, my
it's crazy
God.
As he
you
is.
Know what? Actually, it's funny you said that because a couple days ago, I started thinking of a couple new candidates. And you know what? That definitely is one of them now that you
no
mentioned that.
No way.
Mm-hmm. But the other one I'm starting to think might be Jeff Bridges because he's another one who's losing his fucking mind. He's another one. That's another Super Bowl commercial.
Yeah,
I just
understand it.
Oh.
It was for a website?
I don't know.
Did anyone go to this website?
No. JeffBridgesLicksToes.com. I don't know what it is.
It was weird.
You sound insane. Do you realize that?
Well, he's got a new movie coming out. I know that. And I thought originally it was for that. And I'm like, but it didn't say anything about it. So The Seventh Son, some fucking... One of those, you know, release the Kraken type movies. You know, like,
oh.
Like mythology type movies. Oh. You're the seventh son of the seventh son. So, yeah, now we got Busey, we got Bridges, we got Quaid, and we got, what's his face? Nolte.
I think Busey.
Definitely Busey.
Yeah.
Busey and Nolte for the voice.
I want Busey.
Would that be your choice, Busey?
Mm-hmm. It makes total sense.
It does. It does make
makes
total
sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would have suggested Walken because he's a little loopy now in his old age too. But
he's too cool.
He's too cool. Yeah, he's too cool.
I'm cool.
Wow. You're cool in your own right.
That's the most idiotic thing I've ever heard. You're a moron.
I don't. Not cool.
Walken doesn't fit as your father.
Nah.
I think he would have left you long ago if he was your dad.
Well, he did.
Oh, I think Busey is a perfect fit.
Yeah, I like
I think Nolte's out there, too.
No.
You don't think he's out there?
Yeah, but I don't think he's out there enough.
No, no.
Yeah, he's not on a Busey level.
No, but he's got
Busey's
her.
Busey's creative.
But she's got some Nolte traits.
Like what?
Your voice.
That's it.
That's a lot.
Voices aren't like passed down through DNA.
Is that a dragon?
Esto Baraco.
Not Nolte.
Somatoma Satan. Congestible. Not contagible. I love green tea. Just do like a whole fucking new album of Nolte covering Boom. Missy. Then Ozzy died. X equals Y, and that's the end.
I forgot about that.
They don't inject you with science when you're born. But see, those things, it's funny. Sounds like Nolte, but the things that are said are Busey.
Yes.
Like Busey would say something like that. They don't inject you with science when you're born. Not Nolte.
No.
Right. But I mean, if Busey had Nolte's voice, that's it. There's your fucking dead accurate dad.
D-A-D. I am not as bad as Nolte. He is
no. Well, Nolte's also got like 30 years on you too, 40 years on you, whatever it is.
I hope it's more than
no, that. No, it's not. Actually, it might be 30, 35 years on you.
Jesus.
So when you get to be 30, 35 years older, you guys will probably sound pretty alike.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Now my voice Dad. Isn't going to get worse.
Daughter. And what?
My voice isn't going to get
worse. Yes, it is.
Worse. Everything gets worse. Yeah,
you're going to sound like E.T. when you're like fucking 70. Home.
No.
Phone home.
No, I won't.
Ouch.
No, I won't.
Elliot.
That would be cool, though.
That would be cool. Your nipples glow instead of your fingers? No.
Oh, my God.
Ouch. Oh, man. But Randy Quaid, man, gets honorable mention in the gene pool.
I didn't know that him and Dennis Quaid were actually related. I know they have the same
Well,
nice
they
name,
definitely, but... they Dennis Quaid won the fucking gene lottery.
Yeah.
Compared to Randy Quaid.
He's looks, like a good looking dude.
Well, it's just, look at Randy Quaid. He looks
He's like
a fucking clown.
Goofy. Yeah. He's like,
Jitters full.
His face is like unproportionate.
Yeah, I mean,
it's not symmetrical.
Well, all right. You want to get all scientific on that shit. But it just doesn't, I don't know. It's, I don't blame Dennis Quaid for being like, I don't know him.
Are they, okay. Are they like brothers?
Yeah. No, it's his sister.
I
yeah.
don't know if they were cousins or
no,
something.
No, they're brothers.
He's the Danny DeVito to Arnold
they're
Schwarzenegger.
Brothers. What?
He's the Danny DeVito to the Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yeah, exactly.
Do they have different mothers or something?
No.
Or fathers?
I don't think so. I think they have the same parents.
Fuck.
I know. That's sorry. Weird. Sorry to.
I mean, nah, whatevs, but.
I mean, look at the Wahlbergs.
They all look alike.
But it kind of looks like an evolutionary chart.
It does.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. It starts off with just crawling out the sea, dragging knuckles, and then, you know, it's like Mark.
Yeah.
At the very other, on the other side, you know?
Do you like, agree with that?
I'll go with Donnie on that
Which
one.
Part of the evolutionary scale do you jerk off to?
Looks like he said Donnie. Hey, Marco, say hi to your mother for me.
Mark ain't so bad.
I do notice that Mark Wahlberg does that a lot, like the whole... He always he's like he's always defensive about something, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like he's always, you know, like he's always like that in movies, like every movie.
It's...
Why are you doing that?
Yeah, yeah.
Like you know what I mean? You know what I'm talking
Come
about,
on, bro?
Yeah, yeah. He gets all defensive about something. Why'd you do that, bro?
I thought we were friends. You're right.
It's Don't talk about my mother, bro.
It's the same, almost it's like the same character.
I watched Lone Survivor finally, yeah. Which, by the way, was...
That's a totally different character.
Yeah, but he still had a little Wahlberg-ish going on there. That movie was really, really hard to watch. It was making my stomach turn.
Right.
Is it graphic?
Especially the end, right?
Just the way those poor fucking guys, like, just the way things happened, it was just so bad. To think that really happened, that's what made it so, like, ugh.
Okay.
But it was a great movie, though. I mean,
I'll have to say it.
Besides the outcome, but he was, you know, he was more of a character role in this one. But a little bit of him came out, you know.
And The Departed, he wasn't Wahlbergish, though. He was a
he was like he was like a fucking
douche.
Well, yeah, but I mean, he was like hardcore mass Wahlberg. You know, that's probably what they used to sound like before they became Hollywood, you know?
Did you hear about his teen years where he got put in jail?
Yeah.
And he's asked to be pardoned for that?
For racist shit?
Yeah.
Throwing rocks at a black girl?
At a teacher, too.
Yeah. Oh, it's like being in an Italian soccer game.
Exactly. Yeah, he's asking to be pardoned because he can't. He claims
that he wasn't part of the... He was, like, trying to keep the guys from doing what they were doing.
He went to jail for beating the shit out of an Asian kid.
Well, that's the one thing, but there's that other thing with the black girl. Yeah, his friends were throwing rocks at a black girl, and he apparently was saying, no, stop, you know. That.
Well, why does he even care about it? It was so long ago.
Chocolate briquette.
Because he wants to be pardoned for it.
Oh, I mean, he's Mr. Hollywood. He's like the face of Hollywood right now. You don't want that on your fucking...
He's not allowed to carry guns. He's not allowed to have guns in his house.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah.
Yep. Not that he needs them.
No.
So he's got security. Tell him to hire
bodyguards, yeah.
I'm sure he's got them.
I don't think he needs one, does he? Is he like someone who gets attacked a lot?
I doubt it.
Oh.
But you never know. Fuck knows.
I don't fucking know.
Some angry Asian could come up.
I know. He's like, what's that all about? Speaking of angry Asian, something interesting happened to me on Saturday. I was while I was at work, I was in Center City, Philadelphia, and I was getting out of a store and heading into the truck, and I noticed some fucking South Philly Guido douchebag pulls up like in front of my truck.
Was he driving an IROC?
No, he was driving a Cadillac. Oh,
shocker.
Exactly. And this fucking Asian dude comes out of the store, livid, like, oh, you can't park here. You can't park in the loading zone. Hey, asshole, move your car. Asshole, move your car. You can't park here. The fucking dude's like laughing, and I'm giggling too. I'm watching all this from the truck, and I'm laughing. I got my window down. I can hear everything. And the guy's like, yo, take it easy. You know, it's stupid, shitty South Philly accent.
Yeah,
I fucking hate it.
I hate it, too.
Oh, my God. It makes me, like, sick.
It makes me so sick.
You know.
I hate it.
And it's just, he's, like, going back and forth with the guy. And the guy's like, you can't park here. Loading zone. I got the Riveries coming. You can't park here. You cannot park here. Hey, asshole. Big fat asshole. Move. Like, the way he was saying asshole, I was losing it. I was like,
God damn it. Open your fucking ears.
My fucking stomach was hurting because he kept saying it real fast. Like, asshole. Like, it was so funny, right? So the guy's like, yo, take it easy. You know, and he's kind of laughing. He's like, no, fuck you, asshole. You're being asshole. I will fuck your car up. I will fuck your car up. And I'm like, what the fuck? He goes into the store, comes out with an aluminum bat.
What?
And he's like, you know, doing like a fake swing to his car at first. Now the guy's getting mad. Now the Guido's getting mad. He's like, yo, bro. Yo.
Why didn't he just park somewhere?
Back up, bro.
Yeah, why didn't he just move his car?
Right. But the fucking guy basically was like, no, I'm fucking keeping it right here. Because he figured he was going to walk into a store, you know, probably grab his fucking NOS sports energy drink or some shit like that and fucking walk back out. You know how those fucking faggots are. And, so anyway, this Chinese guy is losing his shit. Like, he's really angry. And he's, like, fake swinging at the car. And now the guy's like, oh, yo, bro, but you need to back up, bro. I'm going to fuck you up, bro. I'm going to fuck you up. Oh, fuck me. Fuck you, asshole. Fuck you, fat asshole. This guy wasn't even fat. He was, like, a muscle head. But this fucking little Asian guy was, like, just...
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, he was really going. It was like a dragon. He was really going at him, right? So finally the guy's like, no, fuck you. And he was like starting to walk away the car, away from the car. The Chinese guy runs around the car to the driver's side where he was standing and does like a full baseball swing at him. And I'm like, I'm ready to watch like some dude get pummeled, right?
Yeah.
And he literally stops like an inch away from his head. Now the guy like cowered down to like cover up, but he didn't hit him. He was like, move your fucking car. Like he was going nuts, right? And now the guy's all pissed off. Thank God there was a parking authority, Philadelphia parking authority dude walking, doing his bullshit job, right? And he's breaking it up. Like he's holding the guy back and he's like, what's going on? He's like, and now the Philly guy's getting all fucking, he's bucking up. He's like, I'm gonna fucking kill this motherfucker.
Nah.
You know, and I'm like, dude, you're a pussy, right?
Right.
Well, this fucking guy took a swing at the Asian guy as the fucking parking authority dude's like standing there trying to call the cops. Dude, the Asian guy like open palmed his face like six times in like a second. And like all I could hear in my mind, in my like my imaginary mind was like, watch out, watch out, watch out. You know what I mean? It didn't happen that way. But the guy buckled. The South Philly dude was like, he was a little out of it.
Holy shit.
The fucking parking authority runs over, grabs the South Philly guy, thinking that the South Philly guy is going to kill him. And I'm like, did you see what happened? Mm-hmm. You need to hold that dude down, you know? And he's like, get this asshole out of here. Like, he's going nuts. He's like, sir, calm down. No, no, no. Parking, no parking. You see the sign? You see the sign? You give a ticket to fat asshole. And I was like, what? Right? And I'm sitting there and I'm dying laughing. Now the guy's calling the cops on his little radio thing saying I need, you know, police assistance or whatever. And I'm like sitting there in a truck. I have this big smile on my face because for the whole time I'm like kind of, you know, acting like I'm doing something, mm-hmm. like I'm looking down at my thingy there, whatever.
Yeah.
And now I completely am invested.
Yeah, you're just like, I don't care.
The
I'm a spectator.
Asian guy is panning around and he sees me in the truck. I'm like right there. And he sees me smiling and I'm not even like paying attention. I'm just like in a gaze, like, this was awesome, you know? And he's like, oh, funny asshole, big brown asshole. Like, I was like, what the fuck? Like, I was like, I turned the fucking truck on. I was like, I'm leaving. I drove away. I want no parts of this guy. He totally fucking went nuts, man. I never see anything like that in my life, you know? And here I am sometimes thinking like, wow, these poor store owners, they get the shit kicked out of them, you know, and this and that. This dude, he had to be in his like his 50s, little frail guy, took no shit from this dude.
He wasn't playing.
This muscle dude got punked. He was a bitch, total bitch, and I loved every second of it.
Guy had a bat.
He didn't need the bat. He never used the bat. He fucking open-palmed him with his hand. Like the bat was down.
Like he bitch slapped him.
Yeah, he was like, watch out, watch out, watch out. Right, exactly. And the guy was like, ugh. He just kept taking every shot with his arms dropped and he's like kind of buckled. And I'm like, he's going down. He's about to fall on Market Street. Like, I'm waiting to see a truck run over his fucking head and bust open that zit he calls a fucking head. And that was it, man. Parking authority guy snatched him up. He's like, you all right? Take it easy. Take it easy. And that's when he started getting his shit back together. He's like, I'm going to fucking kill this guy. And I'm like, no, you're not.
Like,
no, you're not. Because now you're woozy. And now if this guy wants to, you know, Bruce Lee's going to use the bat this time.
Yeah.
And he's going to finish you off. And I'm going to be a big fat asshole laughing, according to the Asian guy. I was loving it, man. I was loving it.
That's like, insane.
I was like, I'm going to make it a point to drive by this dude's fucking place every Saturday now.
What kind of place is it?
It's like one of those like magazine type newspaper shops.
Like a bodega?
No, not that trashy because it's closer to, it's like.
Does it sell like drinks and food?
Yeah,
and stuff?
Like they sell like coffee and newspaper. Imagine a magazine stand, the old school ones they used to have on the curb, but now it's an actual storefront.
Okay.
It's real small. It's like right at the corner, like Market and like 36th, I think.
Okay.
Something like that. Or 34th, maybe. I don't remember. One of those two. And yeah, dude just comes out. Oh, delivery zone. And he went.
Danger zone.
He was a danger zone. It was awesome. But the way, what made my day was the way he was using the word asshole. I loved it. I was like, he said it so fucking lightning fast. Asshole. Like, oh man. It was
and great. Constant.
He probably had enough of getting robbed and shit.
But here's the thing, though. This guy, this Guido, obviously had money. He had the VTEC CTS. You know what I'm talking about, $60,000 car.
Yeah.
And you know, he was dressed typical South Philly Guido. He had
tracksuit.
No, the new South Philly Guido, skinny jeans with fucking sneakers and a North Face jacket with a fucking look like a polo shirt underneath it. It's just like typical, you know, with the fucking stupid baseball cap cocked to the side a little bit. And I'm like, I wanted to run this asshole over just because of the way he looked. I was just like, oh, I hate these motherfuckers with a passion. They're such pieces of shit. So when that dude came out and started doing his, like, when the Asian was doing his spiel, I was like, whoa, this is getting exciting. Like, I'm just loving every second of it. And he went fucking nuts.
You should have brought, you should pop your.
That's what I said. I was telling Chris this story. I'm like, this happens all, every time something interesting happens, my phone is always within like a foot from me, right? And I never think to fucking turn on the recorder or take pic. Never. And I'm like, why do I, like, I seriously need to invest in a GoPro cam and just like clip it to my hat or something.
Yeah, there you go.
Because I never remember. I'm so caught up in the moment that I'm just like, God damn it. You know, like, check this shit out. Like, it didn't even occur to me to use the phone.
That's fucking hilarious.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, he was crazy. Had like, he had like the Mr. Rogers fucking sweater. You know what I mean? Like, it was so funny. He was like a typical, stereotypical Asian dude. Like, you know, fucking dress slacks.
Slant-eyed cocksuckers.
You're like a plaid button shirt all the way up at the top with a fucking red, like, old man sweater.
Oh, my God.
Fuck out of here. You a big fat asshole.
Was his Asian wife fucking yelling at him from the store?
No. I was waiting for backup. I was like, where's – there should be like a tribe of people coming out of the store.
The triads coming out of the store?
No, dude. This guy – this is the guy in the movies that the triads beat up to get his money for protection. He's not a triad. Trust me. No, he's not a triad. It would have been a totally different movie that I saw if that were the case.
That's funny.
Yeah, man. It was wild. It was wild. I get to see some crazy shit in Philly sometimes. Like every once in a while you'll see – you know, you'll see something. There was a guy – not too long ago, homeless guy, surprising. Now there's a couple different types, and Missy, I know you hate the homeless. We talked about this last week.
Fuck them.
I'm not going to stay on it too long, but what I'm trying to say is there's this guy, there's a couple like old white guys that seem not to be so dirty looking. I don't know how that's possible. It's almost like they left their house to go panhandle.
Yeah, which right? they probably do.
Maybe, right. But then there's this one guy, there's one black dude, and he's homeless.
Like he's smelly?
Well, I never got that close to him, but I see him a lot, and he's always like just covered in shit. Dirty, 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 dirty. And he always finds a different building to like camp out in front of. Like he literally lays out a blanket and actually sleeps there in broad daylight. And I'm just like, and people just walk by this motherfucker. Like, doesn't matter, you know.
Of course.
Right. But it's just weird. Like, he always picks a different spot. He always picks a different spot to sleep in, right? Mm-hmm. So one time he decides that, you know, he didn't like the one spot because sometimes it gets real windy in between those buildings.
Hell yeah.
You know what I'm talking about. So his blanket was like blowing up all over the place.
He's like, fuck this. I want to get a good
so
night's sleep.
So he fucking moves, right? And the security from the next building he moved to, which was like a real nice high-rise apartment building.
Okay.
He comes out. And he's like, you can't stay here. You need to move somewhere else, you know, or I'm going to have to call the police. Now, the guy doesn't say anything to him. He's just, you know, whatever. He's like, yeah, whatever. And he camps out anyway. And the guy's like, come on, man. Like, he's not being a dick. Neither is the homeless guy. Except for the fact that he won't move. So he's like, please. He's like, look, man. He's like, I'll give you a couple bucks. Just move, you know, down, right? And, you know, the guy's like, all right. So the guy pulls out a couple bucks, gives it to him, right? And then some change out of his pocket. Guy walks like 4 fucking feet. Now, the security guard thinks he's leaving. He walks like 4 feet over, plants his shit back down on the ground. He has like a bucket, like a Home Depot type bucket with him. Just decides to take a shit. Right in the bucket. Right there, broad daylight. Pulls everything down around his ankles, sits on the bucket, you know, fucking homeless cock out and everything. he's sitting on the bucket, and I'm like, what the fuck? So dirty.
That's disgusting.
Riding dirty, this guy is. So nasty. And now it's like, now when I see him, and I got like, if I have to like, you know, drop something off near him, I wait until he's like gone.
Yeah.
I'll like save it for last. Like, I don't want to be anywhere near this guy because he seems to move around a lot. You see him all throughout the day, like moving to a different spot.
Oh my God, I would set him on fire.
Because we should have you go interview homeless people.
Oh no, I couldn't see that, man.
Can you imagine?
She'd lose it.
No, I become like an uppity bitch. They even come near me, I'm like, ugh.
Ka-chung.
That's funny.
Dude, that's fucked.
They're all over the place, man.
Fuck.
Yeah.
I never saw a homeless person taking a shit.
Are you surprised by that?
No, but like, holy shit. I used to hang out in alleys in Philly, like when we
prostitute
hooker.
Yeah. A fucking whore.
No.
Me She's my, a whore.
Me and my group of friends.
Whore, slut, bitch.
Stop! Let me tell my fucking story. Fuck Shut you, the you fuck up. Whore. Stop it.
Filthy whore.
Stop! I'm going to start throwing shit at you again. And I'll beat you with that tape. I'll set you on fire. Both of you.
You little hoe.
I didn't do it. Don't even point at
I
me,
think
motherfucker.
It was him. I feel like it was him.
No, I was looking for a good one. I haven't found it yet.
I don't believe you.
That's fine.
All right, can I tell my yeah, story?
I'm not stopping you from it.
The sounds are. They're drowning me out.
I know, but I haven't played anything yet. Yet.
Okay, so you sang out in these alleys in Philly.
This doesn't sound good.
When
at
I was
all.
Younger, like me and my group of friends.
Right.
And because we could buy liquor in Philly easier than buying liquor in New Jersey because we were underage. And we would hang out in different alleys and, like, spray paint and do whatever, like, climb on the buildings and shit.
Esco.
Yes.
Sorry.
Was that Have a Bad Day? No. Is that where this is going? So, you had a bad day.
So.
What is going on?
The one night we, you know, got our 30 pack or whatever, got hammered, and then we were like going to go home, take the train home.
Right.
And I accidentally.
Shit.
No, I accidentally like fell over because I was so drunk. And I.
Doesn't
fell.
Sound like an accident.
I fell into these cardboard boxes and I didn't even realize that we were like chilling in this like homeless person's like backyard. He was there
his
the
living
whole,
room.
Yeah. The whole entire time he was like underneath these boxes.
And you fell on top of him?
Yeah.
Did he grab a titty?
No, no, I scared the shit out of him.
What the fuck are you doing?
Yeah. That was the only good experience I ever had with a homeless person. Cause he was
Why
like,
was it a good experience?
Because I was like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. And he was like, oh, it's okay.
Show me your titties.
And I was like, dude, we were like chilling in your house for like 5 hours.
In your house.
I don't know what to say.
That's probably why he liked you, because you actually gave him some respect because you don't know the difference between.
I don't. So.
Yo, man, I didn't mean to wreck your domicile, yo.
If I would have known, I would have taken my shoes off before I walked in.
Yeah, yeah right. So you have a coat rack?
But I gave him like $5.
Did you?
Yeah. Because nice. He was super cool. Like, because you know, when you pay for the train, they give you back like those
tokens.
Susan B. Anthony coins or whatever.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I just gave him like all mine. Everybody did. We gave him so much money.
Do I look like a train rider, bitch?
He was a nice guy, though. I liked him.
I'm sure he was a nice guy. He had a big titty bitch fall on top of him. He was drunk.
You made his day.
I was like, yeah. Why didn't you say?
That's probably the first woman that's laid on top of him in decades.
He's like, well, you guys were funny. You were having interesting conversations.
Oh, he was like hiding in there listening. It's like, this was his TV.
Yeah.
You guys were basically his TV show.
And it's funny because we were like, we were drunk, so it wasn't anything really crazy. But we were talking about like
real world before real world.
We were like talking about what would win in fights.
Right. Bum like, fights.
No, like, like would a toaster beat a microwave?
Oh,
like,
this guy was probably like, yo, what?
You guys it have couldn't any, have been just beer with that.
It was,
You guys
actually.
Don't have any shrooms left, do you?
He said that I made good points, though. He's
what
like,
the fuck?
He did. He said, he's like, you made really good points. And I was like, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. I like that homeless dude. He was cool.
So what would win, a toaster or a microwave?
My thing was that a microwave would win. Because a microwave could eat the toaster and then turn itself on and kill the toaster.
Why? How can a microwave eat the toaster?
Because it's big enough to fit
a toaster oven?
Either or. This was back in the 90s, so really microwave ovens were huge.
Okay, I can't believe I'm going to engage
this. Yeah, are we really going
to
do this?
Wait, hold on a second. I have to just to show her how she's not thinking. Okay, so a toaster has metal components.
Mm.
And what's one thing you don't want to do?
Put metal in a microwave.
Right. So what happens if you put metal in a microwave?
It sparks.
And it could do what?
It could kill it.
I could kill you.
They could would start kill a fire. Each other,
exactly.
Though. But
there's no winner there.
No, but
it's a fucking.
The toaster's a suicide bomber.
Yes. It's a murder suicide.
No, the microwave wins because it fucking did that.
Missy Dum Dum style.
It did what?
It sacrificed itself to win.
The toaster sacrificed itself.
No. Because the toaster's going to die no matter what. The microwave grabbed the toaster knowing full well that it was going to die.
Imagine,
and did it anyway.
Imagine you floating around in the ocean with a hand grenade and a shark comes up and swallows you whole and you pull the pin while you're in the shark.
Right. The shark doesn't know that. Who I have wins? A grenade, though. The microwave knows.
The microwave doesn't know that the toaster's got metal.
Yes, it does.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, it does.
No, because it's an inanimate object like you.
And then.
Anyway, these are the conversations that we used to have when we were younger. An inanimate object. But he said that I had a good point.
Yeah, he had a great
point. That's my homeless man.
That's probably your dad.
To a guy who's never owned a microwave or a toaster.
This is how you. You make some good points, honey.
You sound like an unbelievable douche.
I was just thinking the same thing.
What the fuck?
Who would win? All right, part two. Who would win? A dishwasher or an oven?
I'm going to go oven on that one.
Oven.
Yeah, I'm going to go oven.
I'm going to go that this show is fucking going off the edge.
Fuck, man.
Unreal.
Mm. The fact that you even entertained that question.
I had to because I was just, she was so, like, misinformed.
I'm not misinformed. I stand by my statement.
I don't know how to approach this.
Because you're a fucking retard!
I really
am. Not a retard.
I don't know.
I have a valid point.
You're an idiot.
She's a retard.
Shut up. My point was valid.
You know that you're the dumbest fuck.
No, seriously, I don't know why you think that and just that.
What's that?
What you think. It's like the fucking Three Stooges in here now. What I mean is like you're so one-sided about it. It's like automatically you know what the microwave is thinking.
I already have my theory.
Yeah, but what makes your theory right, though?
I thought about
it. It's not right. It's just a theory.
Right.
Theories are no.
There are no right answers here.
So you're wrong.
No, my opinion is better than yours.
That's your opinion.
Yes.
We should try this. We should put them in a pit and have them fight.
Yeah, we should do that. We should have like a cockfight between a microwave and a toaster.
Cockfight.
Fucking ridiculous.
Two inanimate objects. Just let them go.
See what happens.
See who comes out on top.
I mean, it's like you dissected it like it was, you know, like it's fucking CSI.
Well, I was looking at it more when I was talking about it like they were alive.
So they have arms and legs?
No.
So they're no longer inanimate objects.
No, they don't have faces or arms or legs or anything, but like they have
inanimate.
The ability to like move. Like it could chase me around this room, like scoot.
What? What's it like a hoverboard? Like how's it come after you?
It's scooting.
What's scooting? Like
the toaster.
The toaster scooting after you?
It's just like, you know, shit.
You dizzy motherfucker. So is like the cord the tail? Like, I don't understand. Is it like a little animal?
No, it could be like a whip or something.
A whip.
So how does the microwave work if it's not plugged in?
Because it's got a soul.
It's alive now.
It's alive.
Oh, now that has a soul.
We already disproved your soul theory. Now inanimate objects have souls.
So when a microwave dies, does the soul go out of its what? Where's the soul leave from?
The vent, obviously.
The vent. Yeah. It's got to be the vent. Yeah.
But no, like this
doesn't the microwave cook its own soul every time it's on?
No, like listen, like if this bottle all of a sudden was alive, it wouldn't just have a face and arms and legs. It would just be this little bottle alive.
Where do you get your fucking information?
That was the thing. That was the conversation is about. If things came alive but didn't like become filled with blood and muscle and shit, like they were just
so
this.
You're okay.
Like you can put
obvious,
a spell on it.
It's
and
obvious
it
you're not
around.
Turning them into humans.
Yes,
we get that because. This is insanity.
That would be crazy.
Conversation stupid. I love it.
I don't know. It's just weird how you just approach shit sometimes.
What the hell is happening right now?
She's just like,
see that iron?
She's like a crime scene investigator for appliances. Like it doesn't make any sense at all.
Detective Wagon Tits.
Fellatio Kane. What's his name? What's that dude's
Vic
name?
Vic Racky.
No, what's his name? The fucking guy from CSI Miami. The guy with
Horatio
the sunglasses.
Horatio Kane.
Horatio Kane, but Fellatio Kane.
I don't know.
He's got red hair. You never
David the guy Caruso. With the, David Caruso. The guy with the one-liners.
I've never watched it.
Yeah, but we've joked about it on the show so many times.
She just laughed.
I'm just laughing.
You remember when we used to do like the one-liners, like a crime scene one-liner?
Yeah.
Like I don't know what would be good for this one. Like, I don't know. I don't know. Looks like someone burnt the toast.
Yeah, I remember that.
That's the guy. Was all that.
Okay.
Yeah. Like, that's how you act. Like, you know, you're all serious about it. Like, it looks like the culprit was here. And like, you're just all fucking... It's amazing. Like, your conviction is crazy.
We used to have crazy conversations.
No. You know what, though? In all honesty, I wish... There's something that I would have liked to have heard a recording of. Some of your crazy conversations. Like,
yeah.
Some of the shit you're talking about is fucking insane. Like,
yeah,
and I'm sure
crazy.
You've done things or talked about things that were way worse or crazier.
Oh, yeah.
Crazier.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I couldn't even begin to imagine what else you guys could have talked about, but I'm sure.
Crazy stuff. We talked about a lot of stuff. There was less to do then. Remember, like, technology-wise. So we would, like, do drugs and talk.
There was no TV back then, huh? These guys lived in a... Very.
No, I don't even want to talk about that.
What do you mean?
I don't know. I would get weird about the TV.
What do you mean you get weird about the TV?
I didn't used to like watching TV.
Why?
I don't know.
Scared?
I wasn't scared. I was just
scared
like,
it would come alive and kill her.
You don't know what soul you turn it to?
There was like never anything on, so there's no point.
There was plenty on.
I don't know. I never watched anything. I watched The Sopranos.
Cartoons.
That was it.
Jesus, it was that recent that you're talking about?
It was that long ago.
Yeah, but I mean, you make it sound like, you know, you're talking like the late 80s or something. This is
I was a child.
You're not that much younger than I am.
Yeah, but in the 80s, I was not doing drugs. I wasn't even a teenager
yet. I think the jury's out on that one. No, but I mean, TV-wise, like during the Sopranos era, there was plenty of TV shows to watch. Wasn't there? Wasn't Entourage on back then? And, you know, I mean, you're talking about...
God
knows
that.
What was it, 98 or 99 that show
I think
came
99
out?
Was The Sopranos.
There was tons
started.
Of TV back yeah. then. Tons. Not as good as it is now.
Yeah, I don't remember
But there was
anything.
Tons of TV back then.
I didn't watch anything.
You didn't watch Friends?
I did, but I stopped watching it, and then I went back to it later on in life.
There was Friends. What else was there? Seinfeld?
Another one I got back later on. I took a break for like 5 years.
You were like on a...
Did you move or something like that?
No, I just didn't.
She found drugs.
She was on a sabbatical.
No, I just didn't care. You know what I used to do? This is like... This is
it's not good when she starts laughing when she says it.
This is the most TV I used to watch because I was like, I would go out a lot. Like right. all the time I would go out. I was crazy. And I would go to work, and my manager would give me a ride home because I didn't have my license yet. And we would smoke, like weed, on the way. It was a girl.
I got that.
Got that promotion.
It was a girl. And
that doesn't mean anything.
Yeah, that doesn't stop.
No, she don't like her like that.
You dyke.
And I would watch the Home Shopping Network or Ed infomercials. I would watch a lot of infomercials. And then I would go to sleep. And then I would wake up and I would go out.
You're like a
That's what I used to do all
stoner.
The time. Because I would get done at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. And I would smoke. I would be home by 5 or whatever. I would, like, find the channel that, like, does all the infomercials. I would watch that shit, go to sleep till, like, 9, get up, get ready, and go out until, like, 8 o'clock in the morning. I was, like, insane.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I didn't sleep.
I agree.
That's the only time I would sleep, was from 5 to 9 at night.
Jesus.
Yeah.
You burnt the candle, man.
Yeah, I mean that. That was a long time ago, though.
Yeah, but the effects are still reeling.
I think I'm okay. I really do. I think I'm fine.
There's no coming back from that, man.
What, from lack of sleep?
Lack of sleep.
Lack
drugs,
of sleep. Fucking.
Lack of a brain.
Yeah, I mean, you've smoked yourself retarded in a sense.
Nah.
Yeah.
It's just weed. It's not like it puts holes
in
the brain.
I think all the other drugs made her retarded.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's just the tip of the iceberg.
I don't buy weed, does it? I don't buy that.
No,
it's everything
weed
else.
Doesn't.
That.
But that's the same thing. I would go through phases.
You know what, though? I don't see why weed couldn't make you stupid.
I'm not saying it doesn't. But
I smoked every day from like 16 to 25.
It doesn't matter, man.
Every day.
I know people I went to high school with that and became stupid after a shit ton of weed.
Why?
And I think it's way more than what you smoked.
I think it's how your body handles it.
Yeah, I think, like, it's way more than what you smoked. They were high every day, all night. They didn't have jobs. They just smoked and stayed fucking high constantly. I mean, that was...
But it doesn't have any chemicals in it that go into your brain and rot it.
I don't fucking know. But, I mean, they don't seem right after that.
I guess. I don't think that... Does the
They're like ex. They're like ex-hippies now that are, like, real slow and shit. And they still have, like, the effects, you know? They're like...
Yeah.
They talk slower. They don't have, like, the same...
Maybe it's just because it's the first time you're seeing them not high.
No, I remember when they used to not
Maybe
get high.
Still high.
They were like, I guess normal would be the word. But then after that, it's just like... I'll tell you the one guy's name. I know you know what I'm talking about. You know, now it's like, yeah, what's up, man? You know, what's up? Like that. Like,
that's okay.
No, I know. But like when I knew him when he was younger, he wasn't like that. He was fucking, you know.
Crazy, bro.
No, he had like little life in him. Now he's more like a zombie. Like, yeah, like stoned out. Like,
maybe he's on Xanax.
Yeah, you don't know what else they're doing nowadays.
Listen, weed is a gateway drug. Just playing. I so don't think that.
Oh, for you it is.
No, it's not.
How many drugs, how many different kinds of drugs have you done?
Not because of weed, none. Not, I never did anything because of weed.
You just did it just to do it?
Yeah.
Awesome.
I swear to God.
Awesome sauce.
I was like, that seems like that would be fun. Let me try it. It was. Let's do it again.
And you have, and you think you have no effects from all that?
No.
Here's what you do. You go back and you listen to the last 3 years of the show.
I think I'm okay.
Case closed.
I think that my mind is broader from it. I think I've opened doors.
Yeah.
I already told you this.
Yeah, I know. And then you doubt it a little while after. And then you start getting all
you
neurotic.
Get in my head.
You get all neurotic. You're like, oh, something's
Don't
wrong
get
with
in
me.
Your head.
I'm not.
Don't
I'm at peace
head.
Now. You can't
Be
get
at peace
in my
with
head.
What you are.
Stupid.
Stupid.
Not stupid. You all are stupid.
Yeah. I highly doubt that.
Stupid is our stupid thoughts.
Yeah, there you go. There you go, Forrest. You're right on track with that one.
I'm really fucking stupid. I know that some things that I say are stupid. I'm not stupid to that. But I don't think when I talk about this.
I know that some things I say are stupid, but I'm not stupid to that.
But
You're stupid to the English language.
Yeah.
I don't think other things are make me stupid. I don't think I have long-term effects because of drugs.
Well, then I you have brain damage.
I don't
from
think
something
I have
else.
Brain damage.
Was that Rocky?
Absolutely.
Come on, you don't
I think you have something going on up there. Something's wrong.
I choose
what you call like a relaxed brain.
Yeah. I choose to live my life like this. If I wanted to be a different person, I could.
Nah. I think you can act a different way, but I don't think you can be a different way.
I can fake it.
You can't.
I could fake it.
You can't fake smart.
Yes, you can.
No, you can't. You can't even speak English.
Because
you fucking ruin every word. Then you accuse me of not saying an English word that's English.
You're making up words. There's no such thing as garbled.
Your brain is garbled.
I never heard that word.
Well, there you go. That's just another of millions of words that you don't fucking know.
Yeah, but it sounded made up.
Dude, what you say is made up. You add all kinds of extra letters and vowels and shit to the end of every word out there.
So?
And that's not smart. That's stupid. That's ignorance.
I choose to live my life.
That's fine, but don't sit there and tell me you can fake smart because you can't even be smart.
I could be smart.
No, you can't.
Yes, I could.
No, you can't.
What do you mean you could be smart?
Yeah, like what does that mean? You could be smart.
You just choose to.
You choose to be stupid?
I think that I'm smart.
Right, and that's stupid because everybody knows that you're not.
I guess it depends.
I mean, that's one of the lovable things about you is that you're stupid.
Right.
It is. I mean, yeah, it sounds fucked up to you. It's like you're like that, you know, you're like that slow puppy that everybody loves.
Oh, my God. I'm like 2 seconds from
Well, I mean, how else would you put it?
She doesn't use her Abdullah Ablam Gabla.
Right. Like, that's like that. Basic, like, you know, high school knowledge or whatever.
Abdullah Ablam Gabla.
I rest my case.
Yes.
You know, I mean, it's like some of the stuff you've said in the past has been like, I don't know if crazy is the right word. I mean, sometimes it seems like, yeah.
Creative.
We can go
that's
that
That's definitely
route.
Not it.
Yeah. I mean, guys, help me out here.
Like, it's creative. Imagination. I've been telling you this
for five years. I have no problems with your imagination, but when you claim truth, that's weird to me. Like, am
what
I the only
truth am I claiming right
all
now?
All right. The fact that you said I was a mermaid. For like 5 minutes, I was a mermaid.
You just don't get it, man.
To come to her defense, I think she knows that there's no such thing as mermaids. But
I don't think she does.
You don't think she does?
No.
I think you can't be that stupid to think that there's mermaids.
I don't think that there's mermaids.
Thank you.
No,
but
you don't now.
I thought for a minute I was a mermaid because someone else had thought I was a mermaid. You don't get it.
I was trying to back your play.
No, and I get it. Thank you. I appreciate it. This will make it
invalid
to you.
I can't back that up.
But, like, everything starts with an idea.
Oh, with this bullshit.
You know, and that's the other thing. You and fucking movies and TV, man, you hear one fucking line that sounds like a fortune cookie to you.
No, that's not true.
And you hold on to it forever.
You think that I got that from a movie, and I didn't get that from a movie. I got it from a book.
Whatever. It's the same fucking thing. The book probably was a movie at some point.
No. Actually, it was.
Shocker. But, I mean, that's my point, though. Like, you know, remember the whole soul thing?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, and then
I don't think that's as far-fetched as some of
the
other
shit. Dude, come on.
I listen.
What person do you know said, I saw the soul leave in the eyes after the thing died?
Nobody.
Then why is it?
But people, I mean, they believe in
the fucking hotel on the moon? Space trash?
But that
she thinks there's garbage floating in space, man.
I did think there was garbage in space.
Come on, help me out here.
I can't defend that. I really can't defend that.
But that's why she was so convinced that is real. Fuck you, Bob. That shit is real. You can't change my mind. My mind is open to all doors. And it's like, what the fuck?
But it's it's entertaining. It's theater.
Yes.
Theater of the mind. Theater of the mind.
No, I'm not disputing the entertainment value of it.
Yeah, you think I have like mental disorder.
Yes, yes. Thank you. Thank you. Now you're getting it. That's exactly what I'm talking about.
And that's not true. You're a high-functioning civilization.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Do I need to say any more?
Yeah, but I'm fine. Just because I see
I'm not saying you're in danger. Yeah. I never said you're in danger. Yeah. I never said you're in danger, okay?
No.
But what I'm saying is, okay, you have a very weird, like, it's, you have a blurry line between reality and fantasy.
Correct.
Okay. So my point is that's why I think there's something like there's a mental disorder playing here.
Okay.
Because you can't distinguish sometimes, not all the time, and not even most of the time, but sometimes you can't distinguish the difference between reality and fantasy.
Okay.
Okay. I think that's like, do I just chalk it up as you just being insanely immature for a 35-year-old woman? No. I'm not going to go there. Okay.
Would you rather him chalk it up?
Would you rather me chalk it up as that? I'll do that for you.
No, what you're doing is fine.
Okay.
I don't know that it's immaturity. It's more along the lines of she doesn't know something.
Like, see,
she makes it up.
She's high functioning. I think she's more of like a child up here. Like, that's why I think there's a disorder.
Well, when she doesn't, when she, like, if she reads a story, like, she reads the headline and then fills in the blanks herself and then believes that is real.
Not necessarily true because she's an avid book reader. So she just doesn't read the cover and like, I know the book from the cover, you know, like I know the book from the title. I'll just fill in the rest myself. Fuck what's in it. She'll read the book cover to cover.
Yeah. Because I can choose to read that book.
Okay. Whoa.
If it's a book
nobody's telling you.
Cause Chris is right. If it's not, if I don't want to read something, but like I'm going through my Facebook feed and I see a headline, but I don't want to read it.
So you want to
make up a fucking story.
But the problem is she believes what she made up.
But that's my point, the whole fantasy reality thing.
Do you believe what you make up?
Yes.
Sometimes. Most of the time, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And why is that? And my question to you is why am I wrong for saying what I'm saying?
Like, I don't think anything's wrong with it.
No, for what I'm saying. I know you don't think there's anything wrong with the way you do shit. But what I'm saying is like you're debating me on whether or not I think you have some sort of disorder.
Yeah, you think I have like a
I'm not saying you're retarded. No. If you're retarded, you're a new breed of retarded. But I don't think you're actually retarded to me.
You
is like someone
like
with
a
Down
chemical
syndrome.
Imbalance, I think.
Yeah, I think there's definitely something going on up there. Absolutely. There's something wrong. And it doesn't necessarily have to be from
drugs.
Genetics. It could be from drugs.
I feel like you think it's from drugs.
It could be. I don't fucking know. I'm not a doctor. But I don't need to be a doctor to know by talking to you for 5 years almost that there is something wrong with you. like honestly, there's something definitely wrong with you. And I don't know what it is. I mean, that's part of the reason why you are so appealing. But at the same time, it's sometimes I worry. I'm like, huh? Like something's wrong with her. I think she's broken.
Does it translate into real life? Like,
no, she's made it clear that she has her work persona.
That's what I worry about. Like,
yeah, but no, but she's obviously all right. She hasn't been booted from every job she's got.
Right.
No. She's able to hold a job for a long period of time. That's fine. I mean, it's obviously she's able to.
Yeah, but can she go to the next level of a job with that type of thinking? Like
she has. She's been promoted at her current job.
Yeah, I mean, like I don't think.
Yeah,
I've
been nonstop promoted.
I think when it comes to
there's two reasons for that.
Boobs.
Yeah.
Well, I think dicks. That like when it comes to boobs and dicks, that's the other.
No, I'm calling them dicks.
I think when it comes to work, like you know what your job is, you know how to do your job, and you're able to do it, and none of that other stuff affects that.
Right.
And plus your job stuff doesn't affect the other stuff.
Right.
Okay. So I don't think that's a problem for you, like at a job or at a place of work. But I think like outside of work, I think you got a problem. Like I do. I think you have a problem. Like I think, you know, like, all right, the whole like your interpretation of shit, and again, it's really all it is, but the way you're so goddamn like hardcore. And I think it's honestly, I don't even think so much that it's you really believing it. I think when someone like me says no fucking way, it just inspires you to be like, no, that is it. Cause you just don't like hearing no from people. Like set something off in your brain.
You don't like to be told what to do.
Like when I used to call you on bullshit for like the fucking old man ghost and stuff in your new place.
Ow.
The one that fucks with your lights, your Wi-Fi light.
The girl said, never mind.
Okay. Well, right. No, I know. I know. But I'm saying like, you know, it's like if I sit there and be like, that didn't fucking happen or whatever, or that's not what you think it is. It's just whatever. You know, like you hear that and it's like, it's like switches something in your head.
It does,
and
you're just like, "Who the fuck are you to tell me what I know?"
I'm just, I don't know. I'm just someone who doesn't fucking walk around sounding stupid 80% of the time.
But anybody that I would want in my life, if they think that I'm stupid, then I don't want them in my life.
All right, well, I'm not going to bother you no more.
I have enough people thinking that I'm stupid.
There you go. Then I'm obviously I'm not alone in this.
Yeah, you got these other two, and that's it.
I realize that, and I know
that's all you got.
I don't know if you're. I don't think she's
nobody else.
So what do you think?
Stupid.
She's an idiot savant?
No, definitely not that. I just think she just doesn't. She refuses to live. Or she refuses to be.
That's a whole nother spectrum. Yeah, like, I know. I get it. She's against the grain.
People
she will not
me
conform.
I'm weird. People
I don't
tell
think
me I was strange and things
weird.
Like that.
I think you get off on it though in some weird secret way.
I
you
like
just
being
don't.
Different.
I think you like.
Yeah,
being
I know. To the point where you really, really want to go off the grid.
I act the way that I act. I don't. I am the way that I am. I don't make up anything to get a reaction out of people. Like. I like that I get a reaction out of people, but I don't. But I don't do it on purpose.
I can't
Does
wait for that day.
Sense?
I'm on my deathbed after having a severe stroke, and she walks in and she's just like, "Gotcha, bitch," and then like walks out.
Stroke.
I think that it's very hard for people to understand the way that I think, and I feel like the more that I try and explain it to people.
I don't think it's hard.
It.
I don't think it's hard to understand the way you think. I just
you automatically.
I know what how you're thinking, and I'm telling you that there's something wrong with that.
No, just to you.
No, come on, man. Am I the only one in this room that thinks there's something wrong with the way she thinks?
There's definitely something with the wrong the way with the wrong with. The
I mean,
way
come
she
on. There's
thinks.
Nothing to sugarcoat here. It's an easy fucking answer. I don't know what the fucking confusion's all about.
There's definitely.
Come on, man. How many fucking conversations have we had in all these years we've been doing this shitty show that is from stems from her fucking wacky thinking and like.
She's definitely out there. 100%
okay.
She's out there.
I mean.
Whether she has a brain deficiency or something like that.
I don't know if it's
know.
A brain deficiency. I think there's
he
like.
He thinks it's a chemical imbalance.
Yeah, it's definitely something neurological with you.
It could be. But
you know, I also think it's a mood thing with you. Like, you know, the whole, I don't know. I think your narcissism takes place. Like it really feeds into the, like if I say something to you that is against what you think, say or believe, your narcissism kicks in overdrive and takes what I say and basically says, no, fuck you and jam it up your ass because you don't want to hear. You don't forget opinions. You don't want to hear nothing else because if I'm coming at you and you feel like you're being attacked or judged, you'll turn it around and be like, no, fuck you. This is the way it is, motherfucker.
That is so not true. I don't do that.
Yes, you do.
Do I really?
Yeah, it's obvious.
I think part of it is she's very naive.
Yeah.
Everything she reads, and everything she sees on TV or movies, she automatically paints his truth.
Yes. That's what I mean. You're so easily, what's it called? Like impressioned, you know?
Impressionable.
Yes, but easily. Like you see something and if it's fucking interesting or wild or crazy, it's truth. If it's boring, which is probably true most of the time, no, that's not it. Mm-mm. I refuse to believe that. I think we all go someplace. I think we all go somewhere and get butterfly wings and, you know, like, I don't know, some crazy shit you might spew or have that I'm just mixing together with everything else. Mermaid tails and butterfly wings and whatever.
Scary looking.
Whatever, man. It's just like, you know.
A fine fish.
Yeah, whatever. Souls, eyes, you know. Turn on your light eyes.
That's a very interesting perspective. Thank you.
I think it could be drugs that in the past that did that.
I don't think so.
Much as she abused them?
Well, here's the thing. Everything she said about what she's done drug wise, I don't fucking know if she's telling the truth. I'm not calling you a liar. I'm just saying I have no proof. No, no, no. I have no proof how many drugs. She could be embellishing a lot of this and we don't know. We'll never know. Yeah. We'll never be able to go back in time and see, you know, how many lines she did, how many
shrooms
she took.
They did it in Back to the Future, so we can obviously go back in time.
Project, what's that fucking movie that's coming out? Project something where they go
back. Oh, yeah, that looks cool.
Yeah, it's like that other fucking movie they did.
Project Mayhem?
No, it's like Butterfly Effect.
No, I know.
Kind of, right?
Yes, I don't know. Something weird. But anyway, like, she could be embellishing this, and I'm not accusing you of it.
Oh, no, it's fine.
I'm just saying, like, we don't know because, I mean, look.
I embellish. She
right,
makes sense.
Exactly. Yeah. Trees follow me, screaming at me, telling me to get the fuck out of here.
Dude, that,
that's an embellishment.
That happened in my life.
Okay.
When I was on drugs.
But see, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like,
drugs.
That's embellishment. So how do we know that the amount of drugs she has claimed to do isn't an embellishment also? So I don't know. So I can't really blame it on drugs. Maybe it has something to do with it. Regardless, I think there's something chemically wrong with your brain.
See,
I don't know. I'm not saying
– I don't know. When you combine how naive she is, how childish her personality is, you combine that with her narcissism, that's her. Everything I think is right, no matter if there's facts to prove it or not.
But, Chris, I know other females that are narcissistic, especially naive, and have a little bit of a wild imagination, and they don't come across like that at all. Exactly. Like,
thank you.
Wow.
Is that
you're welcome.
You're thanking you for that?
No,
but
I'm just
when you say naive, do they think just because they read it in a book or online or saw it in a movie, it's real life?
Well,
that's the level of.
That's not naive, though. That is not naive. Naive is thinking that a guy only wants to fucking talk to you because of your personality. That's naive. Seeing something on TV and believing that it's truth when it's fantasy, that's beyond naive, dude. I don't think that's the right definition for that.
I was going more towards reading some. Like, people, if you read it online, it must be true.
That's
being very naive.
That's. I think that falls in line with you can't believe everything you read more than naive. Like, I don't know if that's really – I mean, I guess she's definitely naive on many levels, but I think there's something extra about that. Like it's imagination taking over and pushing reality aside. It's like, reality, you got no fucking place in this. I'm driving, you know? And fantasy takes over and runs with it. She creates a movie in her head. You know, and it's like, I don't know if naive has anything to do with that. I think it's like her mind is like buck wild. Like, you know, it's making her own fucking movie. And you know what I'm saying? Like creating her own picture and, you know, backdrop and everything. Like, yeah, you know, she's like, you know, walking through a park is not fun. So I walked through Sherwood Forest and there were horses with knights and arrows. You see what I'm saying? Like, that's more fun. So that's the story. That's what I'm putting out. That's what I'm publishing to people, certain people, not at work, but like outside of work. I'll publish to certain people. And, you know, if they really love me, they won't say boo about it. They'll just accept it for what it is.
No one else thinks that I'm stupid, though. You guys are the only
nobody else calls you on your bullshit.
Hold on a second. You just said a little while ago.
You surround yourself with the right people.
But you said a little while ago that we weren't the only ones that think you're stupid.
I said you're not the only one that thinks I'm stupid.
Right, but I thought you said there were other people.
No, I meant these.
Just them two?
Yeah.
Oh.
No one else has ever called me stupid.
Well, then Marco hit it on the head. You surround yourself with the right people.
Fucking right. That's what you're supposed to do in life.
Surround yourself with people dumber than you.
Right. More stupid people. That's great.
No, absolutely not.
But did you ever think for one second that maybe the people you associate yourself with are like patronizing? They're just like, yeah, you know, she's special.
No, I can tell when people do that.
I don't think so.
Yeah, but they won't do it to your face.
Nah, you can see through that bullshit.
I think she hangs with like people.
Definitely. Yeah, I could see that.
Yeah, but there's always hit a point where friends of friends hang around and you meet new people. And I'm sure there are people that are just like, oh my God, this girl's dumb as fuck.
Yeah, but I don't think she gets this out of control.
No, people usually think that I'm a bitch.
I could see that.
I could definitely see that.
How come that can be fucking true, but everything else I said isn't true? Like, you know, like, I don't even think you're a bitch.
No, because I'm not.
When I first met you, I didn't think you were a bitch.
No, I'm not. I'm very friendly and nice.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't think that. I mean, could you be a bitch? Probably. I don't see why not.
I mean, I can be a pretty
sure.
bitch.
Sure. So, I mean, you're a bitch when you drink. You know,
yeah.
But other than that, for, you know, sober wise, I mean, I think you're pretty fucking nice.
Yeah, I'm usually nice.
All right. So, like, why is being a bitch, like, so, you know, realistic? People thinking you're a bitch, but what I'm thinking isn't realistic.
Well, because I don't have a chemical imbalance.
No, no, no. Okay. I don't know what's wrong with you. Right. I think that's what's wrong with you.
I know.
I told you. I'm not a doctor. I don't know.
I know.
I'm trying to figure out what...
I'm letting you know that I do not
have... Right. I get that, but you did see a doctor.
I
did. And you do have certain issues.
Yeah.
So that is could be attributed to a chemical imbalance or no?
No. I have like a mood disorder.
That's not chemical? That's not neurological?
What disorder?
A mood disorder.
I said that even earlier. I said, I think there's something wrong with you.
That's in your brain. Yeah.
I don't need pills.
Well, then you don't have you don't have a chemical imbalance.
No, I think...
They'll give you medicine
I think
that.
It's hormonal, mostly.
Oh, you're a woman. It's typical.
Like, that's what I mean.
Yeah, but, I mean, every woman has their moment.
Your hormones don't make you think you're a fucking mermaid.
No, man. The way that I think makes me think that I was a mermaid. I have a different mindset now than I did 10 years ago. I have a different
mindset. Was the other mindset stupid?
No, the other mindset was miserable.
And that's another thing that we've talked about in the past with you, with the whole, like, reality is boring.
Yeah.
And it became like your foundation for the way you live life. So it's like, fuck reality. Reality is boring, which is crazy to me to think that, because everything you do is reality.
Absolutely.
Nothing that you fantasize actually happens.
I know. So, no.
You see what I mean? Like,
yeah, the drug things and all those stories.
I'm not even talking about that.
But, like, moving forward and living my life now, this water bottle doesn't have legs to me, but that blue is really blue. Like, everything's brighter. Everything that's good is better, and everything that's bad is worse. I'm an extremist. I go from one extreme to the next.
I'll give you that on many levels. I think you are.
And ever since I changed to be more like that, I've enjoyed my life more.
So, but
I don't think I'm ever going to go crazy and think I'm a mermaid.
I don't think it's about going crazy, though. I don't think it's that. Like, you're taking it down a different path. I don't think it's about going crazy and being in an institution.
Okay.
I think there's something wrong because, like, I think from an early age, you skipped over some steps somewhere.
I do that.
Huh?
I could have. Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, not just you, but the people around you, maybe in school.
She lived a different life than we did growing up.
Give me an example. Well, I don't really understand.
Well, like maybe in school you missed out on some shit, and or maybe at home you missed out on some shit, or maybe like
examples of
like
that.
Okay. All right. Like, for instance, let's say your parents growing up, they never corrected you on what was right and wrong. So they just let you go on thinking, yeah, that's fine, whatever.
Okay.
Basically, to either keep you quiet or keep you, you know, fucking happy or whatever.
Right.
What happens is when you coddle like that, a mood starts to set in, like a certain way of thinking starts to set in that carries on and on towards other things you do.
Right.
Okay.
Which makes sense.
Okay. So then maybe when you got a little older and you start going to school and stuff, and then, you know, whatever the teacher said, maybe in your mind you were like, well, you know what? I know what I'm thinking, and I know that my parents got my back, and I don't care what they say. I'm still going to think what I think.
Okay.
And you don't say anything to the teacher because you know you'll get in trouble. Like, see, that's what I mean. Like, you're not retarded to where it's like, no, fuck you. You're wrong. You're not like Bobby Boucher. No, that's not what mama said. Like, you ain't like that. You know, you keep it to yourself. Because in your mind, in your world, you know your truth, your own truth.
Yes.
Okay. And that just goes on and on as you get older and older to the point where now you're in your mid-30s and it's like there's really no changing at this point. You're stuck. I mean, you're in it.
Yeah, I mean, I'm pretty much going to.
Yeah, you're basically, you know, grounded in that. You're, you know.
Right.
So that's what I mean by skipping a few steps. Like maybe you should have been corrected more. Maybe you should have been shown what was right as opposed to wrong.
And that's a good example that you
It's an
gave
example.
Me.
It's an example. I'm not saying that's what happened.
No,
so
that's a good
I don't
example.
Want you to take that personal.
No,
that's
it
the
makes
only
a
thing,
lot of sense. Actually.
You know, there's
it's
other
a good
things
example.
That, there's other things that could have happened. I'm saying
do you have another example? But that was a good example.
I don't know. I remember you said when you were in high school that, you know, you didn't have a lot of female friends.
No, I'd like to.
Okay, and yeah. I think that could have you missing out on that like camaraderie of women.
Yeah.
I think may have may have, like, that could have helped you, I think, a little more as you got older.
Oh, that would have been huge.
Right. Yeah. Like those are the types of examples I'm thinking of. There's certain things in your life that didn't go like most kids go through.
Right.
You know, there's certain things that either skipped over or just didn't happen or didn't work out that way that now it's like looking back, it's like maybe that had something to do with your mood or attitude or way of thinking or personality or anything.
I don't think that I get where you're coming from. I get what you're saying.
Yeah.
But when I was like 27, I had epiphany and and
I knew he was going to laugh when you said that.
And I decided that I wanted to right all the wrong.
What do you mean? That's where I'm at now. What do you mean right all the wrong? Like,
I didn't always think the way that I think now. I've just started when I was 27. I started to open my eyes to the world.
Okay, so when you were 27, you started.
When I was like 25, I realized that I needed to make a change.
Why? Tell, because I'm curious.
Because I was a miserable.
Okay, so
bitch.
You were miserable because
you were high all the time, right? During this period.
No, I quit. I was clean for 2 years at that point. And I was mean.
You were
and
mean.
I was the queen of everything. You know what I mean? In my mind. And I would like mean to my friends. I was mean to my family. I was mean to my boy. I was mean.
Okay. But mean because bitch. You were miserable?
Yes.
And what was
it was everybody else's fault.
But what? Why were you miserable? That's what I'm trying to understand. What was miserable for you?
Because I had a feeling that I wasn't going to die soon and I wasted my life.
That you weren't going to die?
Remember I told you when I was little, I was like immature way of thinking that I was like, oh, I'll never make it till I'm 27 years old, blah, blah.
See, and as a little person, kid, whatever.
It was a teenage thought, oh, like angst, you know what I mean? Okay. Things like that. But then when I was 25, I realized, fuck.
You made it.
I'm not, 2 years doesn't look like I'm not doing
it. You didn't make the
anymore.
27 club.
Yeah, like, I'm like, so I got to figure out what I'm going to do with my life and do all that. And then that's when I realized it.
Okay. All right.
And I was so unhappy.
So you were like planning.
I was unhappy though. When I was a drug addict and stuff, the only time I was happy was when I was on drugs.
Well, that's what every drug addict says.
When I was sober, I was
far for the course.
Yeah, because you're not on drugs anymore. Yeah.
But even before I even started doing drugs, I was miserable. I was not. I was.
That's why a lot of people
bitch
do drugs because they're miserable.
And then I went, okay, I don't want to do drugs anymore, and I want to be happy.
Right.
And I just started doing things to make myself happy.
Right. Okay. All right. So basically this all stemmed from you thought that life was going to be over by a certain age.
Yeah, and then it wasn't.
Like what – but what – here's what I don't understand. Like, all right, so when you're a teenager and you're thinking, man, I'm not going to make it past 25 or whatever age you thought.
I thought 27 would be like typical, I guess.
Okay. So you thinking when you're a teenager, man, I ain't going to make it past 27. Like, were
There's
you –
There's no reason to plan for the future. There's no reason to worry
about
anything
I got that
else.
Point. But, like, what – how did you come across this prophecy for yourself? Like, I don't know. Like, what made you – think that
I don't know. Like,
did you
looking
think you were,
back, like I always try and figure it out.
It almost sounded like you had a plan to end it at 27 without actually ending it yourself.
Yeah.
Like
no.
I'm just gonna keep doing drugs till I OD on my 27th birthday.
Yes.
Yeah, like that's like you
die of
so
excess.
You
yeah.
So you basically your life plan was to end your life by 27.
Yes.
See that's
I know.
A shitty goal.
I know. I was very unhappy person.
But here's
why 27.
Kurt Cobain.
Yeah, that's her narcissism.
That's
her narcissism.
But
she's
see,
a fucking
that's
legend,
my,
like you know everybody else.
That's my point.
I mean, it was she,
you have the
is that
whole
narcissism.
Yes, that's yes.
She thinks she should die at 27,
she
like
needs,
all the other greats.
No, I did.
Right.
I
she
don't think that anymore.
No.
That's what you truly thought.
She thought that her name should be with Morrison, Cobain.
I mean
Hendrix.
Hendrix.
No.
What's her name?
No, you guys know.
Or did you
no.
just think 27 would be cool because they died at 27?
I figured more people would care if I was dead younger than if I was older.
Used to fucking shit on me when I used to tell you that you care what other people think, and you're like, I don't give a fuck.
I did.
Fuck one people.
No.
You think you still do?
Listen, I care about what you guys think about me, my friends, my family. I don't give a fuck about
obviously
what a stranger.
Yeah, no. I mean, who cares?
But everybody that means something to me, of course I care. I would lie. I would be a liar if I said I didn't care.
Okay.
But strangers, I don't give a fuck. Well, that's what
yeah,
I mean.
Yeah, because you don't fucking even know them. They're strangers.
Yeah, but a lot of people will, like, limit themselves in fear of what a stranger may think of them.
Yeah, definitely. Okay. But, I mean, it really did sound like you have an end game in sight.
Listen, I didn't do anything substantial enough to be legendary at dying at 27.
But you thought you were going to.
I just thought more people would give a shit.
You had this grandiose plan in your head.
When you die old.
You had this grandiose plan in your head, man. You were like,
I'm going to
die a fucking legend. Just like when you first started on the show. I'm going to be a fucking rock star. I'm going to be a millionaire.
And do I think that now? No.
Well, no, but I'm saying...
You can have goals like to be a millionaire and stuff like that.
Yeah, it's not a goal.
My
really,
goals are like getting more
that's a dream.
Realistic.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
My goals are more mature. Like they're growing up fucking ideas, I guess.
No, I got you. I was just
I'm
curious.
Like the wind, I change constantly.
I was just curious of what
the hippie
got
phase.
You.
You went through the hippie phase.
Yeah.
You know, like that's.
I'm still finding my niche in this world, you know?
That's fine. I got no qualms with that shit.
Okay.
That's not. I don't have a problem with any of that. You know.
You have a problem with my chemical imbalance.
I don't have a problem. I'm fucking concerned that there could be something off.
Right.
Broken. I don't know if it's fixable. Could be. I don't see why not.
I mean, I think life breaks us all down in ways.
Absolutely.
So yeah.
Absolutely. On many, many levels and many levels. But what I'm saying is, like, I don't have a special power that I can look at you and be like, I see something that nobody else sees. Other people fucking see it. Whether they want to fucking say it.
What, that I'm stupid? No. You are the only person that fully, like,
you don't
wants
have to,
to
you
let
don't
me
have,
know about
you
it.
Don't- It's not that I want to let you know about it. It's
no,
just,
you just
I just don't
like,
sugarcoat
you
it.
No, I had a two-hour train ride with her, and she can say one stupid thing, man. You know, like we had – it was just a good conversation.
It was a good conversation.
She didn't really – and then even she had a couple drinks. She didn't say anything stupid. And then we
and got, I wasn't mean.
And we did Rob's show. Then she started saying stupid stuff. No, she was actually good on that. I don't know if she's truly stupid. You know,
see, I have not said
that. I'm always going to call her stupid on the show because it's fucking funny.
Yeah, I get that.
You know what I mean? But I don't know if she's truly fucking stupid. Like, what's stupid? You know what I mean? Like,
No. Like, stupid is more of a description. It's not really who she is. Like, I don't think you're, like, stupid as in...
Bobby Boucher.
It's like calling somebody a fag. Like, oh, you're a fag, but you're not
really
gay.
Right. Stop being a fag.
You just have, like, gay tendencies?
No. When we were
kids, you have
no. When we were
stupid tendencies.
When we were kids and we didn't know what fucking homos were and what gay, you know.
Wasn't that a derogatory thing, though, to say to somebody? To bring them
Yeah, back? It was like, you know, if somebody acted like, you know, like goofy or girly or like, you know, kind of like a pussy, it's like you called them a fag.
Okay.
You know, it's like if we were playing street hockey and, you know, the only goalie we got wants to go home because he's hungry. It's like, stop being a faggot, dude. Just stay and play. Like that's
true.
It had nothing to do with getting fucked in the ass or wanting to suck a dick. It had nothing to do with sex, period. It was just like, yo, stop being a faggot. And that's – I still have that in my DNA. Like that's why I say it all the time. Now, unfortunately, it has to do – now you say faggot. Everybody thinks it's derogatory against, you know, homosexuality.
Right.
And I understand that and I'm sympathetic to that to a certain extent, but I'm not going to change that. That's my word, man. I grew up with that fucking word.
It's my word.
You know? You know, now when I was a kid and growing up in a mostly white neighborhood and then blacks start moving in and beating the shit out of me, the N-word was not the kind of word like I used with fag.
Right.
The N-word was a description of the people that were beating me up.
Right.
You know what I mean? I moved to New Jersey. I started having black friends. I started mingling with black people. I started to learn that not everybody's the same and you can't judge one like the other.
Right.
And it opened up my world. And I'm like, okay, you know. And now it's like, all right, I get it. You know what I mean? But, I mean, I'm not going to lie and say that I didn't use the fucking word when I was a kid in a hateful sense. I sure the fuck did. Just like I'm sure every fucking black kid when he was young, growing up in a poor black neighborhood, came across a white person was like, cracker. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Reach for the sky.
What's the difference? But the faggot thing had nothing to do with sex. I didn't know what a homo was.
Nope.
I didn't know anything about gay sex. You know, I didn't get molested. You know, and even if I did, I probably wouldn't know that faggot went with it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like I said, faggot was just something you called your friends when they were being a pansy about something. And then, you know.
Salute.
Listen, thanks, man, if you look it up in a dictionary, I think it means like bundle of sticks or some shit. A
doesn't,
fag.
Doesn't it mean a cigarette, too?
That, too.
It's in Canada, they call them fags.
They call them fags.
In England, they used to call them fags, yeah, too. But I think it's like the
I think definition. It is a bundle.
Yeah, something weird like that. It's like, you bundle of sticks. Now it's like, you bunch of dicks. But yeah, I don't think you're like stupid in the stupid sense. I think that you're just like, I don't know, man. You're like trapped in some fucking weird world, like in purgatory in a certain way. Like, there's like the real world and there's fantasy world, and you're like right here in between. And you're just like, you know. It's like whatever.
You walk the line.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. You're like Johnny Cash, man.
You can't walk the line, Johnny.
You know.
Yeah.
That's what I think, and I think it gets in the way. So like, sometimes your fantasy fucks up your reality, and vice versa.
See, that's where that's the only place where I differ from you. I don't think it fucks up her life at all.
No, I didn't say that. I said sometimes her fantasy fucks up her reality, and sometimes her reality fucks up her fantasy. I didn't say anything about her real life.
She lives a good life. You kidding me?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, she has a
absolutely
good job.
Like, look at her.
She has friends,
right,
family.
She's got a decent
she's
car.
Happy.
She just bought a new car not too long ago. Yeah, man, you go out all the time. Right.
Everybody has one defect.
So I'm
she's
saying,
stupid.
I don't think that your I don't think that your life is ruined by any means at all. I'm just saying, like, I hear some of the things you're saying. I'm just like, you know, like, I think that there's something off. And another thing that's a common thing with you is that whatever your brain thinks, there's like a connection loss with your mouth.
Yeah.
You know, because then you'll say shit and it's like, what just happened? You know, like words that came out just
I
don't
feel
make
like
sense.
I can be very lax here sometimes, so I feel like I can put in less effort speaking. Like,
but the fact that you have to think of it as effort.
Does that make way?
Yeah,
sense?
Yeah. No, I get it. But the fact that you're thinking it takes effort to speak properly, that you're really trying.
No, it's so
weird. It's like hard
weird.
Work for
no,
you.
No, it's so weird because when I'm at work and I have conversations with like coworkers and stuff,
right?
I can fluidly talk and use big words. Like, and now I have to think about, wait, is this the right definition?
Use big words.
But I also feel like they're not all, not everyone is judging me.
Okay, so you feel like you're judged all the time here?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, it makes
but,
sense.
Yeah, because I am. But
I don't know. Just,
I don't know.
But
I don't know if judged
like,
is the right word.
I don't think it's like negative judging, if that makes sense.
No, it's kind of just waiting for you to say something dumb so we could jump on you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm waiting. I'm
like a pack
like
of wolves.
A gazelle.
You think that's what it is?
I'm telling you, that's what it is.
No, I think we just. We,
no, it's not even waiting no, for her to say something. She just says
it's
something dumb,
happen.
And then we jump on. I mean,
so instead of putting myself under pressure, I just let it go.
Right. Well, I mean,
let it go. Let it go.
What the fuck? I mean, growing up, we were all ball busters. That's pretty
right.
much all we do is break each other's balls.
And that's fine.
And now we do it to you.
And
so when you say something stupid, it's not, I mean, I don't think you're like retarded, dumb.
Right.
But if you say something stupid, I'm going to break your fucking balls. And if you tell me something that you don't like, I'm going to do it. Like, whore is the word you don't like. So
yeah, that
I
changed.
Look for things to
that
say whore.
Changed.
What is it now?
I'm not telling you.
Cunt.
Yeah, it's cunt.
What? It really is cunt?
Will you stop playing whore?
No.
Well, then fuck you. It's slut. You slut then. Slut's the worst one ever.
Nah, I don't think it is. Still whore.
Nope.
You really think that that's the worst?
What?
Whore, it's still the worst?
Nope, cunt is now.
No, it's not.
It's she not.
Wants to stop playing that. It's a little reverse psychology she's doing. You see that?
She yeah, she won.
Yeah. She won. No more whore. He's not playing. He's never
she
playing
won.
Again.
She won.
He's never playing whore again.
He's a liar.
You're a regular brain.
Whore, slut, bitch.
Let it go. So, yeah. Another awesome, let's dissect Missy's brain.
Well, no. We're not doing that. Unless you're giving us permission to do that.
No. I'm good. If you guys understood the way that I live, I feel like you would understand me better. But I feel like you have a preconceived notion of who I am. And that it's going to be very extremely hard for me to ever change that. So I don't
see. I don't think we have preconceived notions of who you are.
From the way you
interact with us on and off the show, that's who we think you are.
Right.
Okay. So how are we wrong?
Because I think that you. I don't think that you're wrong. I just don't think that
if that's what you show us, then that's how we're going to know you.
God damn it! Let me finish.
Okay.
It's not that I don't think that. Or it's not that I don't think that you know me. I just don't. I think that you would understand me better if you knew the way that I thought. If you understood the way that my mind works, I feel like you'd be like, "Oh man, she's gravy. All's well."
How do you know we don't think that now?
He doesn't.
Well, I mean, he thinks there may be a chemical imbalance with you. I don't know that I agree with that.
I think Marco
then
does.
What is it? What would be another explanation?
I feel
explanation?
Like you understand childish. Why my mind works more than everybody else.
Yeah, but I think it's more than just childish.
Yeah.
I think it's just more than just childish. I mean,
combination of shit.
I do see how sometimes she has like a she acts like a kid in a sense. Like she has like a kid's brain in her body.
I mean,
you
like 95% of the stuff she says, like we talked about, she wants to make things more fun. I don't know that that's a chemical imbalance.
No, that's not really, that doesn't fall in a chemical imbalance, but like, you know, her like diehard, you know, conviction of fantasy being reality or just something really outlandish that's basic, like fourth, fifth grade knowledge is just, that's the shit that like, it like sets off an alarm, like, wait, something's wrong here. Something's wrong. It's not about being childish at this point. She's convinced that there is space trash. You know, it's like, where did you get that?
I really like, did think there was
at least
space
tell
trash.
Me. At least tell me. Like,
I read something.
In general, yeah, I'm saying state your source.
Again, she probably read something somewhere along the lines that may have mentioned space and trash in the same article, but not together. She's like, oh my god, space trash.
The lunar in.
Right,
I mean,
and then everything else she just made
you
up
guys
as she went along.
Made up the lunar in.
No,
I
called it the lunar in. You said there's a fucking hotel.
I said
the
that
moon.
There was going to be one
because
day.
There is space trash from like shit that falls off the fucking
debris from. The ship. Debris. I get
right,
that,
right.
But she's talking
it's
like
not
garbage.
It's not Mountain Dew like, cans and fucking bottles.
Right,
I never said that.
Like she thought there was a janitor on the fucking moon, dude.
Didn't think that. You made that up.
You said that the people, we go to the moon all the time to clean up the trash.
Yeah, not a janitor, though, like astronauts.
Who else is going to clean it up?
Okay, a fucking janitor who's an astronaut. Regardless, it's not making it any more or any less ridiculous. Like, if it's a janitor or an astronaut.
Some truth to it, though.
No, there wasn't.
Yes, there was. I never specified the kind of trash that was on there. And there's trash on there.
No, there isn't.
There's space trash.
Okay, tell me how this is childish and not fucking stupid.
I think that's stupid. I don't think it's childish. I think that's stupid.
You just said that there was debris.
There's debris.
No, that's not trash. No. Let's get this.
So I'm off
straight.
A vocabulary word.
No. And
they're the same thing.
Pronounce vocabulary.
Do you think it's like pizza boxes and bottles and shit like that up there?
Yeah,
that's
what she thought until we said debris from like broken parts of like.
She never
said that. I never.
She just said trash.
Once said that.
But she thought that astronauts would go to the moon to clean up.
Yes.
Trash.
She said that.
I think of.
She didn't know that we don't ever go to the fucking moon. Not since the fucking late 60s
right,
or early.
We think there's a guy up there with a
what
poker?
You can't even get to California that amount of time. Like you know, like that whole fucking thing was just. You are so far from facts. That you let your imagination on the spot say, no, this is it. This is it. And we have to argue with you and debate you like, no, right. That's not it. That's not it. Where are you getting this from? It's like, because I know. Because it's coming from my brain.
But I'm making conversation. It doesn't mean making just
conversation
coming out of my mouth. It's
right,
fact.
But you're making it fact. You're proclaiming it as fact.
Because that's the way that I talk.
No, no, no. Come on. Come on. Stop it now. I can't even.
You
can't even literally.
You would proclaim fact on a lot of shit that you would say.
Yeah.
Not about making conversation. You're backtracking now from when this shit first happened.
No,
yes.
Man. See, you guys just don't.
The whole soul thing was a fact to you. We had to reel you in with facts.
And you fucked my head up over that.
How did we fuck your head up? Your head was already fucked up. If anything, we fixed your head.
No, you did not.
We hit you with a truth bomb.
Yeah, and I didn't like that.
Dropping knowledge on your ass.
No. You made me depressed.
No, we made your brain a little more fleek.
No. No.
So finding out the truth isn't as fun as what you thought it was depresses you?
Yeah, like that's the
truth. I don't live in the same world as you guys.
Yes, you do.
Yeah,
you're in the same room.
You pay taxes.
Of the same house.
You got to work to pay.
You don't live off the grid, dude.
I live.
You're not Paul fucking Bunyan's sister.
You guys take everything I say the wrong way. I don't mean that I live in a completely different world than you, and my mind is different than yours.
I've been saying that the whole fucking time.
Yeah, man.
And that's why I think there's something wrong.
No, I choose to be happy.
That is a weird fucking thing you just said right there. You keep saying that. It's like a justification for yourself. I'm not trying to bait your happiness or your sadness. This has nothing to do with being happy or being sad. What I'm saying is
but the shit that you guys say to me makes me sad.
Why? Well, what are you fucking
saying? The soul thing made me sad.
Hold on a second. The soul. We made you sad that there's no fucking proven soul.
Yes.
But that's something that was basic knowledge. We made you sad.
Who the fuck are you to say what's basic knowledge or not?
You can't see a soul coming out
of
a body.
Hold on a second. Basic knowledge meaning that we had to pull it up and read it to you because you never fucking knew it. Everybody knows there's no fucking soul. Unless you're one of these religious fucks that think that, you know, oh, everybody, your soul goes to heaven or whatever. You took Bible stories and made it into Star Wars-like shit. And then you claim to actually see it. It was like, no, I saw the light leaving the eye. And I said, you mean you weren't just welled up and, you know, the fucking the glare from the light makes these long, like, strings of light in your eye? Oh, maybe. Like as soon as there's like a debunking happening with any of your bullshit, it becomes like
because ignorance is bliss.
I think you should change your name to Cliche.
I don't think I'm a cliche.
You're throwing every cliche.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are.
I've
never met anyone that literally will use a cliche as an answer.
You don't understand me.
You
at
sound
all.
Insane.
You don't. You never will, and it's okay.
It's not about understanding you. I do understand
if
you. That's the problem.
If you understood the way that I worked, my brain worked, and how I thought about things, if I could articulate them properly out of my mouth, maybe you would be able to understand. But I can't do that.
This is like a Brick Tamlin moment.
Like, I can't. Problem with this. I've had a problem with my whole
life. I get that you have
with
problems
with communication.
Description.
Everything.
I get that. But you don't have to. That's not your problem because we figured it the fuck out.
What is my problem?
No. What I'm saying is you may have that problem, but you don't have it with us because we figured you out. We know how you work now.
You don't have me figured out. You don't understand. You don't. You guys think you do, and you're so wrong. And I can't.
You're the one who says
it.
That we're always fucking right about everything we ever fucking
like
say to you.
Advice and things like that, absolutely. But like,
you know what I think? I think that you'll never admit that we hit on so many truths with you. Even the shit we talked about tonight.
No,
you just won't come clean because for some reason that bothers you.
No, absolutely.
And that's
not.
Fine.
That's absolutely not. I have many layers. Of things
like an onion,
yeah, and,
layers.
But listen, I wish that I could explain things to where you guys could understand them, but I can't. You guys, like I said, you have it fixated that you have me figured out, and that's it.
Oh, I don't have you figured out. I don't fucking have you figured out.
He thinks he does.
I don't think we're that far off. I don't think we're that far off.
You don't understand that just because I say something, like I can't say it to where you'll be able to understand it ever.
You're not speaking a different language. You're
then
just,
how come you don't know it by now? If you don't know it by now, then you're never going to
know. Don't
know
what
it.
By now? What you're being so vague now. Like you're like covering everything up.
That like when I say that I'm a mermaid, I didn't think I had a thin.
You know
and
what? You
tail.
You said.
Like, do you know what I mean?
You said that you were a mermaid for like hour, however many minutes you claimed.
I've, no, I don't said remember. Seconds.
All right, whatever. You said you were
a mermaid.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. You don't know what that means in your mind. You think I'm. I think that I'm literally half of a fish. But that's not what it means in my head. But you think it does. And that's not what I meant.
You didn't explain it back then when we were trying to get to the bottom of it.
Because I tried. I tried and I
what
can't
you just said,
say it.
What you just said. You said, that's not what it meant to me. Like, if you had said that then, you said that in like 9 seconds.
Then that's because I'm backed into a corner and I can talk properly that's, when I'm under pressure.
No. Because you could have, if that were the case, at some point you would have come to that answer you just gave and
no,
you would
have
been like
have.
See you like you just everything's like a fucking I don't know like a game or something.
No, you think it is.
But you have excuses. You're tons of excuses.
No, my excuse is this. I don't blame anybody for the fact that they can't communicate with me properly because I cannot articulate myself. Ever. This problem that we're doing right now, I have it with everyone. Everyone always, I'll say something and they'll go, yeah, but miss, that's not what you said. And I'm like, yeah, but I meant this. And they're like, but you said this.
Okay. So
I'm like,
you
but I meant this. Like, I really meant this.
Okay. But I mean, that's one, that is one example. You have said hundreds of things on this show that you believed was fact.
Yes.
Okay. So what's the excuse for that? Articulation? I don't think
so. Yes, it always is. It's always that.
No. That's you're getting away from.
I always have a reason. I'm not just like pulling shit out of thin air out of my head.
I agree with you. Sometimes it's articulation. Other times when you say, I saw the light leaving the eyes, that's not articulation.
Yeah,
you're stating something that you think you saw.
That's my point.
Let me rephrase that. Then I'll explain to you exactly what I mean by that. When I said that I saw the eyes leave, like the soul leave from the eyes, it was because that's what the faith that I believed in, what I believed that happened to you when you died. And I, because of science, I saw the light go out of this person's eyes. I never knew that it was proven fact that there was no souls in people's body. I didn't.
Okay, you said
definitely
you said
that.
Because of science.
Yeah, because remember Chris explained it, like the blood stops flowing.
I don't even know that that's true. That would
that
just
was,
be my thought.
No, but you had read something that day from that conversation on the air. You looked it up. You found it online, and you had read. Yeah.
Dude, I never look anything up online.
You
the
did.
Show.
You did. You read something online.
No. Are you sure I didn't look it up? It was probably me.
Well, one of you is dead, but I could have sworn it was him because I don't know if you were there for that show.
Yeah, I was there.
You were?
Yeah. I got to listen to it, but
yeah, I don't remember.
So anyway, it's like the Bible or Jesus and God and things like that, right? People have this faith and they believe in it. And then they have these like signs that make them like keeping their faith. That's what made me do with the soul thing. I know that this sounds ridiculous, but I never knew that it was proven that there was no soul. So
no,
when you
no
said
it's
that,
not. It's
it
not
like
proven that there's no
fucking,
soul.
Like I was like,
yes,
holy
it is.
Shit.
It's no. It's never been proven that there is one.
Yeah, I'm assuming that there's a soul because of like God and all that.
And a lot of people assume there's a soul. It's just not proven.
So when you scientifically,
but that's
factually,
like saying that's not proven
like,
that there isn't a soul.
Well, how can you physically prove that there is no soul? You haven't found it yet. There may be one.
There's autopsies done. There's no fucking souls in there.
You said
but souls
about
are
energy and stuff.
Yeah, that's what like souls
but
are. At least
souls came from biblical bullshit.
Right.
Yeah, I mean that doesn't mean like now it's like you're saying, well, we can't prove that there isn't any soul, so we also can't prove that that religion isn't horseshit. Yes, we can. It's very easy to prove that. It's been proven. Religion is horseshit for the most part. It's all fucking stories just passed down and just moronic people believe it. And it's become institutions around the world that teach, you know, from kids to adults, this is the way it is. It's this God or that God or it's Allah or it's Buddha or it's Jesus or come on, man. It's like there's no proof of any of this shit.
No, there's not.
None.
Zero. I agree with you.
Right. But they've proven that there's no existence of certain things that were said in the Bible. That except for like geographical places, like obviously there was Bethlehem.
This piece of land used to be Bethlehem. We get that, you know.
Jerusalem.
Right, right. This is where this all originated in certain religions. But, like, you know, you mean to tell me you can't find the fucking cave you put Jesus in after you hung him on the cross? Why? Where is it? What happened to it? It just walked up and fucking left? Like, you know what I mean?
Fucking A. I mean, I agree with you.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. I just don't understand.
I did, but I never
knew. Our science now, we can find DNA of fucking remains from a million years ago.
Oh, yeah.
Jesus apparently existed, what, 2,000-3,000 years ago?
Not
something
that
like
long
that.
Ago.
Something like yeah. that, right? So we can't find any DNA off of anything that was ever, you know, like any landmass he walked. Like, there's something he'd leave behind?
Yeah.
Is there a fucking stone that hit him in the face with some blood on it? In other words, there's nothing. There's no crown of thorns. There's no fucking cross. There's no article of clothing. There's no cup of Christ.
Right, and you're getting like way too specific.
I know, but yeah. What I'm saying is, because this is the religion I was brought up in, so this is the one I know the best out of all of them. I can't speak for Muslims and all that other shit. So what I'm saying is, it's like all horseshit. The Holy Spirit, you know, the.
I always read things about when you die, like the energy level that you still have and how it leaves and all that other crap. And that's why I'd always thought that it was like, it was never like debunked. Like they can, like there would be believers and non-believers and that's it. But then you like spieled off all this stuff about like the energy was like, didn't even move anything. Like the energy was so like, small that it didn't even like touch a magnet or didn't even show up on a scale or something. Like it was like it was nothing, and it's like that's what blew my fucking mind. I went home and read all about
on what was this?
Because when you die, where your energy goes, because you have energy, and you're right, obviously,
where does your energy go?
Yeah. So I read this whole spiel about it, and it was like super fucking depressing. It's sad, and it broke down to always one. It was just like a
here's
faith
my
thing.
Thing, though.
I didn't know they did scientific research on your energy, so I flipping out.
Bottom line, here's my thing: if you're dead, right?
Yeah.
What does it matter where the fuck anything goes?
Well,
you're
not
dead
now. That's
I understand,
the
but why worry about it? Because if you think about it,
comfort or something.
Okay,
I don't know how to explain
but if you
it.
Think about it, right? You know for a fact, all right, that well, I can't say this to you because you'll turn it around. But when you're dead, you're not going to feel shit. You're not going to know.
I hope not. Yeah.
You're not going to know shit. You're not going to see shit. You're not going to hear shit. You're not going to smell shit. You're not going to nothing. Okay, it's just picture total darkness, total silence. I mean, and you can't even picture that. Like,
are
that's
you, like,
just
even conscious. Like,
no, but I'm saying that. I'm saying picture that, but that's not even really what's going on. That's just a possible example. All right, but in all honesty, there's nothing. It's complete. It's an empty room with nobody in it. That's all it is. Like, there's nothing. You don't see anything. You're not going to feel shit. So it's like. Whether a soul or an energy or anything leaves you or whatever, you're not going to know about it. The comfort is where you're going to go. You think you're going to be somewhere else, whether it be as something else or yourself, whether it be at a heaven or in another body or whatever your belief may be, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But like as far as the transformation of going from one thing to the other, who gives a shit? Who gives a shit about a soul or an energy? What do you fucking care? You're dead. You're not going to feel a fucking thing. I mean, shit, fucking Bobby Brown's daughter is a vegetable right now. Whatever little energy she's got left, she don't even fucking feel it. And she's still alive. Imagine now when they pull the plug and she flatlines and she's finally dead. Her vitals are gone. She's not going to feel it any less, really, than what she's feeling right now. She's brain dead. You see what I'm saying? It's
yeah.
Your brain is like the fucking... It's basically like the center of your thinking, your power, your everything, right? So it's like when that shit shuts off, what does it matter? You know? Who cares what happens? I can understand people dying, being frightened of death and people, older people being frightened of death. You know, I get that. I'm sure I'll get there too when that time comes.
I have an obsession with death. I have a very
But at the same time, it's like
death.
The more I think like, you know, look, nothing, they're not proving shit to me at all about any of this. They're not giving me comfort and saying, I got to listen to these assholes that molest children that say, oh, well, you're going to meet God at the gates of heaven. It's like, okay, whatever, kid toucher. Like, yeah. I'm not going to believe you. You know, if there is a God, how come he's not keeping your dick in your fucking pants? You know, like, it doesn't make any sense. There's like, there's nothing out there that makes me, but like, I need to see it. I need to like see proof of any of this horse shit that we ever talk about for me to believe it.
Right.
Whether it's ghosts or souls or lights or energy or whatever. If I don't see it, I don't fucking believe it. If they're not talking about it, if they haven't actually found, you know, like proof and facts and kind of like a remains.
Well, that's like the point of having faith. You're supposed to have faith.
Right. But that doesn't have anything to do with fact.
No,
I live in a world of reality. I live in a world of fact. Like, I don't live in fantasy. I don't live in faith. It's not about having faith. I need to see it to believe it, or else why would I waste my time?
Having faith. That's like the very definition.
But here's another way of looking at faith. The people that are real religious, okay, this is an example. The people that are super religious that you know, constantly go to church and believe in God and teach people around them about God or whatever, their kids, okay? If that shit don't happen, how much time have they wasted in their life with that? That they'll never get back.
It's not a waste.
To them, it's not a waste. Yeah. But if nothing happens, again, they're not going to know about it because they'll be shut off, basically. But like, it's a waste of time. You could have done other constructive things with your current life.
But that's what that person chose to do with their life.
I understand that. But for me, it's like, you don't have long to live in this world.
I agree with that.
Okay? I'm not going to waste it on shit that I don't fucking find productive.
And it makes
I'd rather veg out in front of the TV for 3 fucking hours than you know, go to church for one.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. You know, why do I have to give money to the church? If God loves me, I don't have to give him money. I don't have to give him rent. Yeah. You see what I'm saying? Like, none of that shit makes any sense to me. I don't think about when I'm dead, am I going to be in a fucking, you know, am I going to be in heaven? Like at the end of this is the end? Or am I going to be in hell or purgatory? Or am I going to reincarnate? I don't fucking care. I don't. What's the point of going crazy thinking about what the possibility is when all I know is right now this is my heaven and hell and purgatory? Worry about what I got now,
right,
and what's going to happen in the future for me, and then when I'm dead, let the chips fall where they may.
Makes sense.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
Not going to go nuts trying to think of like what's in store for me.
No, and I usually, you know, don't. But then when you were busting out facts and shit at me, it made me had to start thinking about it, and then it made me all sad.
All right.
Are we out?
Yeah, let's get out of here.
All right, we'll be back next week. See ya.
Everything's gotten laxed.
This concludes our broadcast day. Click.